Sound system ready? Toll-free line operational?
You've got to dial tone.
Projectile vomit, man. Pocket on standby.
Check.
Dak, have you got a gross hospital story ready?
Oh, ready to go.
Rickle, no, grab 2 12-packs of Dr. Pepper out of the fridge.
You betcha.
Video camera. Is the video camera rolling?
Up and running.
Have we spammed everyone on ICQ? Is it working?
No problem.
Broadcast feed ready to go? Is WinApp geared up?
Have a check.
Anybody in the IRC yet? Damn, Netflix. Everybody got their headphones and microphones on?
Welcome to the What the Hell Show with me, your host, Sumerian. You may have noticed we have digitized our voices for your convenience.
Sean Kennedy here as well. You know what pisses me off? Well, I'll tell you. It's when you work so hard at becoming the best fucking person you can be and all of a sudden you are replaced by a machine. I mean, what the fuck? I can't believe this shit. Okay. There I was, sitting at my computer, and this fucking thing pops up on my screen saying some shit about my license to live is going to run out in a couple of days. I didn't pay much attention to it and now look what the fuck happened. Some heads are going to roll for this. I'm Sean Kennedy and I am the fucking man.
Well put, Sean. Now we're going to go around the room now. So first up is Dak.
To everybody, it's you old Uncle Dak and I'll have a gross hospital story for you a little bit later on.
Next up we have Projectile Vomit Man.
Yes,
thank you very much for the dripping slime out of my headphones. Well, that's about all I can type for this week. Make sure you're here in 6 days and 22 hours for more insanity on What the Hell. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to What the Hell.
Okay, that's the first time I've heard that. Did you do that or what?
I just whipped that up today.
That's pretty sexy. That's pretty sexy.
I just had to do that. I was inspired by that person who called in a couple weeks ago and used the computer voice.
Right.
So I was like, I got to do something.
Wow,
I was going to do it last week, but I didn't get to it.
That's really sweet, man. That's really sweet. So, hello, everybody out there. Diener is still in the thing. Prophet Diener, yes, he is on the roster. Diener, hopefully you can hear this. ICQ or email Sean Kennedy, kennedy@ramradio.com, and give me your fucking paragraph along with your ICQ number and the city you live in so I can put you on the fucking roster. Okay?
Do people just not read the questions or
they skip over them? Well, I need to update the questions, and sometimes they don't. I don't actually have a thing in the questions, so send me a paragraph. It's sort of assumed, you know?
They read the roster and go, wow, everyone has a paragraph. Sean must be making these up.
Oh, I must be just, you know, I have intimate knowledge of all these people because I've read these things, and, you know, I do nothing but update the fucking roster all day. Aside from spending the 2.5 hours I spend a day going and, send it again, you little fuck. Anyway. No, if you wouldn't mind, Diener, I get so much shit. I think it's probably gone. Just send it out. It probably got lost.
Just make sure
this
time you don't put the header "I love you" on it.
Yeah, Sean just deletes those. You know.
Yeah, if you sent the "I love you," that'd be great. But yeah,
hunt you down and kill you.
Okay, Fork, aren't you on the roster yet? I'm sure Fork was on the roster.
Sure he is. Oh yeah, a long time ago. Whoa.
Well, just recently I got the ability to edit the roster.
Oh, maybe he wants an update.
I think these guys are like, you know, they're like, oh, well, my paragraph isn't there. I don't live to edit, okay?
Wait, your microphone's not on deck. It is?
Anyway, but the truth of the matter is, yeah, if you guys want me to update the roster, go ahead. Please send it in. I'll get it up this week, okay?
Hello.
I should have a little bit of time for it.
Hello.
So here we are at Rant Radio, and we're going to go
back
around the room and say hello to everyone, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to get on the camera.
Okay.
And no, the webcam is not broken.
Yeah, so
if you want it, get the fuck on there. It is not full.
Webcam works. It's not working. It works. Come on, guys. This is not what our fucking show is turning into.
Here, Uncle Dak. And by the way, you're not going to get the friendly little happy wave because I'm fucking pissed off.
That's great. What shall we do?
Fuck y'all.
And then over to me with my big fat head. Ah! So there we go.
They just had a picture of me, and you're saying the word fat head?
Well, my
shut the fuck up.
Okay, of course, that's the one
your
that's going
to
wind up on the page.
Your cake fucking moth connects
okay
to me.
Ah. Yeah, fuck, whatever. James can have fun with that shit. And then we have an extra special guest star tonight.
Scribe.
Playing himself, Prophet Scribe.
How y'all doing? Special shout out to all the prophets out there. I miss you.
Yes, it's true.
Gee, that was so exciting.
Shut the fuck up. And then we have...
Tone it down, fat man.
Ronan Medic.
Peace.
Peace, I cut your fucking head off. Ronan, peace. Oh, there, peace. And then we have... What do we have here? Slaw Spidey. We have project 200% sexy, projectile vomit, man. Those are... Yeah, please. Great, that's good. Thank you.
That's all you get for now.
That was like a tiny little hairball.
Wow, Scribe's got his own fucking prophet following here. Look at this. Everyone's like way, way out of control here. What?
Fling is the special secret word for prophets. It's a code word that we all use amongst ourselves.
Fling?
Fling.
What does meat mean?
Fling is the secret word that prophets use amongst ourselves.
Okay, but okay, then.
Special code word.
Then what is meep?
Meep?
Meep.
And Sumerian, there he is. Look at Sim. He's all cool. I'm too sexy. Where the fuck is everybody tonight? Somebody get on the ICQ and start fucking bombing
people.
I've done my ICQing. Everyone should do their ICQing.
Cenobite skip.
Tell everyone to listen to the show.
Yeah.
Just send a mass message like I do out on your ICQ. And
I think they were all arrested because they had downloaded Metallica songs.
Skip Radio, my main brother. What I need from you is I need to get your paragraph, buddy, for the roster. All the people who have not sent me the paragraph and are not on the roster, please send it to me. Otherwise, you are not actually in cult unless you are on the roster.
And then you're not authorized to put that in front of your name.
Well, no, it's not that you're not authorized. It's just all the other cult members, like what happened when Diener showed up. Diener goes
right
in.
And they go,
and they're like, who the fuck are you, right? And that's a really dangerous game to start playing when we get in the numbers of thousands.
Yeah.
Right? Because people don't do that shit. You don't walk around the Hells Angels rallies and go, yeah, I'm a Hells Angel. No, you're not. You're going to get fucking killed, right? So
that's
not a good idea. But all these guys now, there's legitimate guys like Skip. Yeah, he's a Cenobite, because that's basically what I created the whole fucking clan of Cenobite for. And so is Diener. But guys, I know, great, yeah, you sent it to me. Please send it to me again. Bug me. It's okay. I have no problem telling you to fuck off, okay?
We have a Cenobite.
You're bugging me too much.
Zoroaster, right? you got banned.
He's the first of the Cenobites.
Zoroaster, I just noticed you got banned from Napster. Is this bullshit, or is this for real?
Is this real?
Is this real?
Oh, yeah, there's a few of them got banned. Fork, I think, got banned as well.
What did they do?
Well, that's what they did.
They're evil, and they downloaded Metallica songs.
They downloaded Metallica songs.
Because they like
Metallica.
Metallica
got this company, which I'm going to be talking about in Brainwashing. Yes,
yeah, we're
going
to get to it.
Brainwashing 4 will be out next Saturday.
Stores near you.
And stores
Fork
available to download.
Apparently Fork is not banned, according to him.
It wasn't Fork, it was Shazbort.
Somebody was banned,
said
that last week.
Shazbort got banned, I think.
I read somewhere you can't even download Dr. Dre's music. Like, you get kicked off immediately, but I don't know.
Whatever, fuck them all.
My brother said he can get back.
Use Nutella.
They got you signing a waiver now that they can sue you if they find you in possession of
music. Bull fucking
shit. Oh, yeah, they
shit
can.
There's my solution. Don't use
you, I really got banned from Napster for having tons of Metallica MP3s. But I own every one of their CD motherfuckers. Yeah, I know.
Metallica, bad.
I was banned from the boys' washroom, and I will not comment, said Prophet Spidey. So let's go in the IRC and take a look and see who's there.
Going down from the top, we have Caffeine High, Centibyte Skips. Hand me your paragraph, you fuck. Centibyte
Skips. Tone it down.
No, tone it down. They don't fucking tune it at me. Tune it down. I've had a shit weekend, and I'm going to go off about it. Floater 316. Floater, just so you know, that clan got changed. That's now Nomad. Okay, so you can change your name to Nomad if you wish. That's okay. Also, sometime this week, I want to put up a big explanation about the clan so we can get a fact. But we're going to go through the rest of it. Flush FT Rooster, Flush Tripper, good to see ya. Gargoyle Mr. Echo, always there. Nomad Buck X, Prophet Diener, Prophet Fork, Prophet Rancid Girl, and my main brother, Prophet Smokehouse. Prophet Zero Star, Vampire Asmodee, XX91X, You're Funny, and Prophet Spidey.
Welcome, You're Funny.
And Kendra. Who's always fucking here, but never seems to say shit.
Yeah.
Well, no, Kendra
says
shit.
Like listening in
Kendra's,
once in a while.
Kendra says shit. I've heard her say shit.
Shit. Once or twice?
Once or twice.
So what
foo-foo.
Did I say what we had on
the... Who's the fuck is Foo-Foo?
Foo-Foo. Welcome, Foo-Foo and Kyera. Oh, we got some people coming in now.
And, of course, Fork has had a really bad... bit of cult news here. Fork has had a bad fucking day.
Really?
Bad time.
Just
he got,
one of those days?
No, he's been banned from his computer privileges during the week.
What?
Oh, really? Well, Sunday's not during the week, is
Sunday's
it?
Sunday's not during the week, so he can still late.
Who
in,
did this to you?
This would be his the people who spawned him.
Parents?
Yeah, the spawning units.
Is he still able to watch television?
I don't know if he's able to watch television. Probably.
Television,
I'm
good,
trying,
computer,
I'm trying
bad.
To, I'm trying to remember what that was like, actually, having parents.
Being banned?
No, having parents.
Having parents?
I formed from a head of a god, okay?
Yeah, name was Bacchus.
That's right.
Exactly.
We have a prize to give away tonight after many, many weeks.
It was Cthulhu.
Of no prizes. And we also have a phone number.
Oh, do we?
We do have a phone number.
Oh, is this a Jewiger phone number?
Yeah, and he lives in New Jersey.
Then we have a phone number. You see, this is the great thing about technology.
Oh, you can't actually use that mic.
Why not?
It's a special omnidirectional, not for talking into.
Okay.
Directly.
Whatever.
It's sort of an ambient mic
here that
catches everything.
Put it in this, and then you can shove it to your
face. You could get it a little bit closer, I suppose.
Yeah.
So in any case... Yeah, this is the wonderful, wonderful world that is technology. Because what you can do, you see, is you can go take technology.
Oh, you can't hold it like that either, because it'll go crunch, crunch, crunch.
This thing here goes
muddle, muddle, muddle.
Okay. Anyway.
Fucking whatever.
Fucking car microphone thing. Anyway, so what the fuck? What's going on is that. We have this guy a while back phoned in.
That's right.
Talking with us.
Let's see.
And became the most annoying fucking piece of shit I have ever seen.
Yes, he's quite a dung fucking beetle altogether.
These times are all fucked up.
Well, you know, I don't really blame him. It's his environment. I'm not talking about his parents now. I'm mentioning the fact that he's from New Jersey.
I don't care.
He phoned in at 1:50 a.m. his time, April 10th, and also April 17th, a couple times, from apparently a bunch of friends' houses, and we've got their phone numbers, too.
So why don't we put all of those phone numbers into the IRC? Or
well, we
wrong?
Will. We'll. Is that wrong, really?
Is that wrong?
No, because we're not asking any of our listeners to do anything.
No, we
no.
wanted to
we
do
just,
it.
We just thought we'd share.
Oh, fuck it. Cut his head off. Somebody fucking just crank call this cocksucker.
It's not that we want him dead. It's just we don't want him to live anymore.
That's
exactly.
Right. Fuck him up. So, hey, you guys want to see if you can track down an email address? Go through all those little wonderful spy
see what
sites,
you
all
do.
That good stuff.
And
make sure he gets about 45 pounds of mail physically addressed
to
him a day.
You don't want to harass them because you could go to jail, but you can just be nice to them and phone them up whenever, all hours of the night. And, you know, they're in New Jersey, so all of our Pacific Coast people can phone them up at midnight, and it's 3 o'clock there.
That's about 3 hours difference. That's 3 hours earlier, so...
That's right.
When it's like, midnight over here,
so,
it's
if you're
3
in the
morning over there.
Here it is. Here's your phone number. Woo-hoo! Yeah, you know what
No, no caffeine high. These are not random numbers.
Oh, wait. Yes, they are. These are
of
just random
oh, that's
phone
right.
numbers.
Silly me.
Random
These
numbers.
Are just random numbers.
These are random phone numbers we're just throwing out there, and it's good fun.
Asmodai, you know one too?
And he's got three phone numbers, so I'm going to type those in.
And I'm just looking at this guy who's changing his name every 10 seconds.
Somebody's, okay, Mr. Echo.
Mr. Echo!
Here you go.
Strike in the heavy hand of justice.
Kick his ass.
Yes, Gargoyle Echo. You see, unfortunately, we have this large, metal-studded, collared gargoyle motherfucker who sits back, you know, and it's like tango down, tango down, tango fucking down. So that was it. Yep, so there you go. Fuck you. If you're going to show up and start changing your name around a whole bunch of times and
not Dean,
around.
Sorry, it's not Dean. What was his name? His name is
Dave.
Dave. So you can phone up his parents and
sorry.
Tell
him these random numbers.
We're going to give him a call a little bit later. We're going to give him a call a little bit later tonight after maybe a couple more and see how irate they are.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
But be nice to them.
So somebody call these guys and find out what they're find out
what's going on.
Find out. Hi, is Dave there? We're from the Jewiger fan club.
Yeah, say that actually. That's a good one.
Oh, we got his name off the Jewiger group.
Yeah.
We heard he's got some smack for us.
We stuff
heard
like
he sucks
that.
A mean cock, which is good, because I got this mean cock.
Boys,
hi, he phoned me and told me that he likes to fuck old women. Yeah, that was my mom, man. I'm coming to your house.
Yeah, Dave, you stood me up at the washroom the other day. I was expecting to meet you. I found your number.
I mean, holy...
Scrawled in feces on the wall.
There's another thing. We can just paint that on bathroom walls.
That's right.
You know,
put
claim
it up
he's a
everywhere,
Klan
you
member,
know.
Claim he's a Nazi, claim whatever you like, you know.
Hey, respect Nazis. This guy is a Juniger or whatever the fuck his name is.
I don't respect Nazis. I'm going to cut a fucking Nazi's head off. No, fuck that. I don't know, whatever. This guy was, the reason why this guy is a total fucking dink is because he was calling Sim at like fucking 8 o'clock in the morning on Sim's private line.
And at 1 in the morning.
And at 1
Did
in the
he
morning.
Did he really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This guy was
okay,
fucking with him.
Okay, this is...
Totally fucking with me.
This is bloody fucking war.
Oh yeah. But that's okay.
Yeah,
I mean,
just and
I told
first that we can just call.
Mysteriously, he stopped calling the show that we announced that I get the phone numbers.
Imagine
on
that.
A 1-800 number, and he hasn't phoned since. It doesn't matter because I get the numbers anyway. It doesn't matter if you phone or not because it's already there.
Oh, somehow the cult logo ended up on a wall portable of my school.
Bleak, bleak.
And do you have a picture of it? Please
yes.
Send a picture.
Any graffiti that goes up, we want photos.
Rant Radio
please.
Or cult.
Yes,
come on,
Rant Radio
come
or cult.
On, boys and girls. If you're doing random acts of vandalism in our names, shouldn't we at least share in the joy?
That's right. We'll put it up on the page.
Hey, come on, we know you're active folks out there. Somebody deface a national monument for us.
You're going to carve it on a corpse.
a giant K on the side of the Library of Congress.
These guys are all tech.
Sean came up with a pretty cool idea for sort of putting a tattoo in people. Insta-tattoo.
Yes. This
remember?
Is actually something I wanted to do.
You can
for,
make a K, too. It's very simple. I think you can use three to make a K.
Actually, yeah, what you do
four
is,
would be
originally I thought this up. What you do is, okay, here's a little home shop project. Everybody listening? Everyone listening, here's what you do.
For you handy people.
For all you handy guys out there, what you want to do is you go down to your local dollar store. Inside your local dollar store, you'll see that there's a little scrub brushes you can get that have a handle on them. They're like plastic.
Yeah.
And they kind of loop up and you can fit it in your hand. So it kind of sits in your hand like an iron.
Well, it says joking. You all are funny.
Oh, okay. So what you do is then you pick up one of those.
Into the mic.
Into the mic, sorry. You pick up one of those little guys.
Yep.
And then you pick up some razor blades, you know, like the safety razor blades. And then in typical prison fashion, you get a pair of pliers, and you heat up the razor blades, and you sink, after you shave all the bristles off the brush, you heat up the razor blade and sink it into the plastic.
Yep.
On the little thing that has the handle on it.
Mm-hmm.
So eventually what you can do is you can reuse the razor blades to spell out, like, Sean K. TFM or cult or whatever you like. And if ever you get, like, some asshole who's fucking with you and you get a chance, you can just walk up and slug this asshole and cut the cult symbol into their flesh.
The boom.
You know, and they're marked then.
This sounds vaguely like a prison shiv.
Well, based on a similar sort of idea.
Planning ahead, Sean?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
One's which? Yeah.
Branded.
You know, so you could do that. I mean, that would be, of course, you know, God forbid anybody actually do that.
Well, that'd be horrible.
That would be horrible.
We don't endorse that at all.
Just the jokes that we do.
Oh, God. Yeah. So, in any case.
Did we say that with a fucking straight face? I can't believe it. I didn't think we would.
Oh,
have,
come on. It's all in good fun. You bunch of...
No punches or kicks were thrown.
You want to know? No punches or kicks were thrown in any way. That's a nice Harrison footprint you have there.
Hey, what took the chunk out of your back?
Yeah,
he landed on my foot.
I've learned how to handle that. That's called an avulsion.
Oh, here we go again.
So in any case.
So we got some news for the week. So I'm going to play the promo. We're going to get to the news.
Right on.
It's now time for the news and web pages of the week. If you have an interesting news item or web page, send it to me, Samarian, at ICQ number 51558. And now for the news of the week.
Oh, we're back.
We're back.
Okay, this first one is related to the Napster
Metallica
thing. You'll have to bookmark this and watch it afterwards.
This, of course, is on the cult website.
If this is the thing they're talking about, I laughed my fucking ass off at this.
Yes, it's pretty sexy. What it is...
I'm going to type it in because it's not coming up.
Yeah, what it is the fact that, okay, everybody knows that you all got banned from Napsters, right? Everybody got banned from Napsters. Now, that's what you're talking about. This
yes.
Camp Chaos.
Yeah.
We can sum it up in four words. Money,
money good.
Napster bad.
Yes, the famous Camp Chaos, Napster bad.
You will understand after you watch it. Watch it after the show because you'll have to download it.
Yeah, and it's pretty
and it takes
sexy.
Your kicks your audio up and stuff.
It's
so
very sexy. It's
very
funny.
Very, very
so
nice.
When
bookmark
you hear us
that.
Saying bad and good and whatnot,
you'll understand. Oh, it's great. Great cartoon, too.
Oh, yeah. And it's just funny as hell.
It's hilarious.
I want to see the other one later on.
Mafia
Legend?
They're okay.
You can always just get the internet on your computer and watch it at
Fuck
home.
You. I'm a Luddite and proud of it.
Yeah, you're a Luddite, but you show up every fucking Sunday night to broadcast over pirate internet radio.
Right.
Think about it. Doesn't that make sense?
It says AOL's youth filters protect kids from Democrats. America Online products.
Okay. Apparently AOL has some filters on, you know, like the NetNanny software and stuff, so people can't go to certain sites.
Oh, I like it when my browser censors me.
AOL's Young Teens filter designed for older children allows a few more websites to be viewed. Pericle. Okay, let's see. Sites promoting guns use are available, including Colt, Browning, National Rifle Association, Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, Guns Safer Guns Now, and Million Mom March. None of the block sites contain...
The Million Mom March.
Million
yes,
Mom March.
It was a giant march that took place down in the States that wanted...
It's not a gag?
No, it's for real.
Serious.
The
Million Mom March?
They had a million moms. They had to look at every fucking city in America
so
almost.
So what? You got a million moms together. Big fucking deal. What's that going to do? Jesus, I fucking hate that. Let's have a march. Let's go have a protest. Whoa! We'll walk down the street. Did you accomplish anything? Did you accomplish one fucking thing? No. What did you do? We made a lot of noise.
They
I'll put a bomb in the middle of the center. I'll make more fucking noise.
They accomplished
noise.
Exactly what they wanted to do. They got the news media to pay attention to.
Exactly.
Oh, wow, they paid attention. Oh, well, here I am. William Shakespeare, sound and fury, signifying fuck all.
I agree with you to a small extent, but the thing is, the unfortunate part is that's the only way politics works in America these days. If you do not get the media to fucking pay attention to you,
nothing else fucking happens.
I have a friend of mine, a guy, you know of him, his name's the Jackal, and what happened there is when the Jackal was wanted by Paris, they arrested his wife, / girlfriend, live-in lover, whatever the fuck she was. Anyway,
yeah,
they arrested this guy, this woman, and then they say, fuck you, we're holding you until we get the Jackal. This bitch didn't do shit, right? But, of course, he hangs over the Jackal, so he must be bad. So, what happened? Well, he phones them up and he says, you know, why don't you let my wife go? Mm-hmm. One guy phones up France and says, hi, to the fucking powers that be.
Yep.
Let my wife go. No, we're not going to let your wife go. Fuck you. Come in. You're a guilty bastard. We're going to fucking hold you to this. We're going to hold your wife hostage. He said, you either let my wife go or I'm going to declare war on France. And they're like, go ahead, fucknuts.
Yeah.
Well, sure as shit, what does the Jackal do? He starts blowing up buildings and doing damage. You know what happens? His wife gets let go. Thanks for coming out. You never got caught in France.
did get caught eventually in France.
Yeah, so what? Not from that, he didn't know. Did his wife go free? Yes. Did he pay attention? Yes. Did he get what he wanted? Yes.
Depends how psycho the one guy is.
Fucking people. But it's like these guys who go out there and chain themselves to trees. We're going to cut down these trees. I'll chain myself to the tree. Fuck that. Why don't you go put on some blackface, sneak in there in the middle of the night, go in there, say, take some concentrated acid, put it on their tractors, destroy their equipment. It's really, really hard to cut down a tree that's 14 feet fucking thick with a fucking handsaw, okay? Well, like, what are you thinking about?
I will
say... They're pacifists. That's why they don't do it.
This protest is brought to you by Welfare Canada.
No, well... No. Yeah, but seriously, man, when I got out of the Army, that was like one of the things I was going to do. Fuck that, man. I'm going to go work for the ALF. We'll kick in some fucking windows, rescue some animals. Why not? What the hell? They'll pay.
I'll repeat something that I said that actually got me kicked out of Greenpeace.
Which is,
in Greenpeace?
I was. No, I got kicked out. And I will repeat the exact same thing I said. Yes. I said this and I got kicked out. Well, I'll say the exact same thing. I said, look. At the time, they were doing a lot of spiking. And I said, spiking is stupid because all you end up doing is injuring one person. You cost...
Explain spiking.
Spiking is where you take a nail or a metal bar
a
and you basically
shard. Hammer
it into the tree.
On
so,
an angle.
At an angle so right. that when the chainsaw cuts into it, it breaks the chainsaw, does a blowback, and can't actually kill the guy that's cutting.
Right.
Now,
it has killed the guy.
Yeah. I said, now, that's stupid. Now, there's another thing called monkey wrenching, which is where, what, like Sean says, you damage equipment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad idea, but I say take it one step higher. No. Go to the headquarters of these multinationals and toss in a fucking Molotov.
Well, now, you see, that's where you have
problems. That's damaging people.
At four in the morning?
No. Okay, now.
There's guards.
Destruction of property. Yeah, there's guards, video cameras. See, the problem is with destruction of property, like in a violent, that could get way out of control. It could go on the street, some homeless fucker, some security guys in there. He gets burned.
Yeah,
it's really bad.
Exactly. I'm saying you're willing to risk a life to basically kill somebody with a fucking tree spike. You're willing to risk one life
I'm
that
not
way.
Willing to kill to
no,
spike
no,
anything.
No, okay. I'm just saying they're willing to do this, but they're not willing to basically damage these multinationals in a way that will cost them billions of dollars.
True.
Okay, I'm sorry, they're ballless.
Okay, well, now, what we can do is we could do this, because you're a Luddite, I respect that. But, however, what we can do now is instead we can attack them on a digital frontier. It's really hard. You can do more damage with a fucking laptop in a portable area using a wire... Oh, look at that, your comms are gone!
Take
you
down their email.
You don't have a fucking phone call. Your skyscraper is an island. Hope you can open the window and yell at the building next to you, because that's the only way you're going to communicate. You can, with a computer and the modern knowledge that exists in order for counterintelligence and counter-warfare that can be achieved on the internet, you can fucking shut these guys down. They can't even use a goddamn toaster. You could go in there. There's a way to wire a ballast, a standard neon ballast that you would find that operates the fluorescent lights. You just cross a couple wires in one of those motherfuckers. You can actually ask Hunganenki about this. He was talking to me about that. So it emits an electromagnetic pulse that chronically fucks all the computers in the room.
Yeah.
You want to diagnose that? You want to try to troubleshoot that? Holy shit!
Yeah, they're all dead.
You can fuck with these guys.
Yeah, find their server room.
Oh, look at that. Your server is gone. Server bad. Virus bad.
Hope you have off-site backup.
Hope you have off-site backup, and hope you got it all there. Hope we don't own your
and
system.
Then the next day, you do it again, because they'll have the backup on site.
Hope we don't have any Ronin working for you as security guards. Hope we haven't got Deckers talking to those Ronin. Hope all of them didn't get listed on the cult site. Hope we're not going to take you straight to fucking hell. Hope it's not going to happen, because, motherfucker, it's in the mail.
By the way, I just kind of noticed something, and I was just thinking something. In case you guys don't know, somebody was mentioning, like, saltpeter. So everyone knows what the fuck ammonia nitrate is for. But there's something you should all be seriously worried about. The United States government is now putting a thing called taggots inside their ammonia nitrate. What this is they're tiny little like license plates. They're microscopic fucking dots that have a code key on them. And they will survive the explosion. They can check the residue. They can find out where the bag was bought. But your Uncle Dak has a way around this. Did you know that ice packs contain ammonia nitrate? And it's even better than the fertilizer kind.
The fertilizer
because
has to be pure quality in order for it to function as quickly as possible, in order to react to the water to have an endothermic reaction, which will cool and help with little things like bone breaks and other wonderful things like
that. But not only that, ammonia nitrate as fertilizer has a coating on it The kind that's inside the ice packs has none. So remember that, boys and girls. Use ice packs.
Okay, just as a footnote here. Okay, just as a footnote.
Disclaimer.
No, not really a disclaimer. Understand, I wasn't bullshit when I'm saying, like, there's a time to blow shit up. Okay, don't get me wrong. Okay, there is a time to blow shit up. But you don't just start planting fucking nail bombs.
No. No.
Okay, that's not on.
No, that
you don't start dropping pipe bombs. You don't start talking
what
shit.
The hell
I go off a lot about a lot of people. Anybody who wants
to pay anything for it. Similarities between our jokes and other people's jokes is purely because we rip them off. Originality of product is not guaranteed. Contents of our brains may have settled during the time between the last show and this one. Vulgar language and lewd contact is strongly encouraged. Callers and participants in the What the Hell show may be subject to ridicule and juvenile name-calling by the members of our esteemed panel or random layabouts we picked up off the street. Music played on the show may be not of prurient interest to anyone, and you may be inclined to run to the toilet. At this point, do not induce vomiting. Quickly run around in circles until you pass out. By the time you regain consciousness, the song will be over. Do not operate heavy machinery while thinking about the show, let alone listening to it.
All right.
Well, that was pretty appropriate, but accidentally started the disclaimer, and
you're
I was
fired.
Only supposed to cue it up.
Fired!
Anyway, that it worked.
So our manager is basically scared here that we're going to basically get sued
for
the shit we
do. The truth of the matter is,
all of our our advertisers are pulling out as we speak.
Oh, who gives a fuck?
What advertisers?
Oh, you're right.
I mean, you got to when I created Cult, the idea was that we could keep people together and sort of band as a cross-culture, counterculture union. Okay, so people would have the strength. So when guys like fucking Smokehouse got fired from their fucking job,
dun, dun, dun.
Okay. Eventually, the people that fire them, Insanity, Hypermite, Sean K. wants you HTM. What is that?
Well, we're going to
go check that out.
Check that out now. Thank you, Vampire.
Vampire
Asmodee.
What have you got there? We'll check it out. The truth of the matter is that there's a lot of crazy shit that is happening. Oh, it's an error. File not found.
Well, try again. Thank you. Please post it.
Yeah, sorry. You just gave us an error. So
try again.
We'll try that again. Want to post that, actually.
Post it properly?
Post it properly. Is that...
Is it insanity? So is it supposed to be insanity?
It's probably supposed to be insanity.
Why didn't you just copy and paste it? Insanity.
Insanity. What's it? What is this?
No, it doesn't work either.
Played. Copy and paste the URL.
Thank you.
In any case, no, seriously, there's a lot of... do they get paid for this? Yeah, big fucking money.
Oh, huge money.
Huge fucking money, man. We do it for blood. Yeah. Like, why do we do this? Why? There's a good question.
This whole living
why
room
do we do
set
this?
Is just a backdrop.
Let's go around the room.
It's a comfortable setting.
We were talking about this earlier.
We're actually on a beach in Jamaica right now.
Yeah, we're
no backdrop.
Just, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. None of you really know this, but I have a huge fucking big-titted blonde right now giving me a blowjob.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's right below the camera. You can see it.
We take her out of the picture with CGI.
Oh, yeah, they can do that. Remember that story?
We have the technology.
Why do we do this, Sean?
Fucking shit. You want to be careful. Because you're new here and you don't know these
That's
people.
That's been like your third warning.
This is not your standard chat room. Okay.
Vampire so Asmodee.
You can go back to Sweet 16. All these little names that are on here, they all mean something. You don't want to fuck around. Thanks for coming out, okay?
There we go.
Oh, you posted the whole thing. Sweet.
That's very cool.
Yes.
Is this the informational?
Yes, this is the information thing I sent out.
That's very cool.
Very, very cool. Actually,
so
if you could send me that URL, that'd be awesome.
Done your
sure.
work.
Very, very good. Very well done. Very well done indeed.
Very nice.
What we can say, though, is that this is a good resource. Actually, you know what I should do is I should just simply give that to Enki to post on the page so people can access it.
I'll send it off to you and Enki after the show.
Sure.
And make a link or just copy the whole damn thing.
I've got the original one. And plus, I should build on it. And as a matter of fact, because of, once again, thanks to Prophet Smokehouse, I think now would be a good time. So people, we should go
That's what I was
room.
Thinking.
What's that?
That Smokehouse thing?
Do you want to do that,
that
now?
Intro?
We'll do it before, and then we'll explain why we... Actually, let's talk about Rant Radio first.
Okay.
I got a few questions. I'm going to interview Sim.
Here we go.
Here we go. Sim?
Great.
I have a question.
Put on the spot.
No, fuck you. Here it is. Sim, why did you... Because I'm sure people want to know this stuff. People are like, do you have a day job? Sim, do you make any money from this?
Absolutely $0. I put in a lot more money.
So why do you...
Thousands.
Thousands.
Every
watch
Sunday
computer.
Night...
I have four computers now.
You have
because
four computers.
I have to.
Yeah, and you, like, put a lot of work into this. There's time, there's mixing.
Yep.
You have
make
to
the
answer all these emails. You host a website. That costs you money, like real money behind this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
real money.
Why are you doing this?
For the pure love of it.
What do you love about it?
I don't know. The interaction, the being able to put my voice, the voice you're hearing right now, into through people's speakers somewhere else. I just think that concept is cool, that you can make your voice be heard, and people will listen to what you have to say and the music you like.
That's right.
No
fucking shit.
That's right.
So what I'm saying, okay, well, what do you think of the standard? Who do you envision when you think of the standard Rant Radio listener? What do you think of?
Oh, that was an ad from that page.
Yeah, whatever, die.
Standard Rant Radio listener?
Yeah, who do you think the kind of people are that listen to Rant Radio?
People that don't actually watch TV too much or listen to commercial radio stations. Alternative in the true sense of the word, not just in the modern sense of the word.
Oh, like the NSYNC alternative.
Yeah, very,
right.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the standard Rant Radio listeners are. Some of them are really quite idiots, but most of them are very cool.
Yeah.
It draws in quite a cross section.
So,
Lieutenant Major Zombie, where is he?
Lieutenant Major Zombie has dropped off the face of the earth, I'm sure.
I think what we'll do is I'm actually going to ask Uncle Dak.
Why do we do this?
Uncle Dak, why do you come religiously, you know, Sunday night, you work early next morning, you got shit you got to do. I mean, anyway, you cut this is at least 2 hours of broadcasting time, then you got half an hour after, usually an hour before. That's like 3.5 fucking hours of your day gone. Why are you doing this, man?
For the same reason I've been doing this, I've been hanging out with kids younger than my ass for basically the last, like, what, 20 years?
Hoping to get lucky?
Yeah. Oh, I'm on fire. Help me. Help me.
I'm sorry. That was a total burn. I was doing so good as interview shit, too. Why are you doing? You're hanging out with kids younger than you?
Because I've basically...
You've never touched me when I didn't want you to. Don't feel guilty. Okay.
Because I've been a fucking... I've been basically the big fucking brother for about the last 20 years.
That's right.
It's all I fucking know how
to
do.
Which is true.
And basically I come here and I do the same thing I do everywhere else. I yak. I'm an Irishman. I have to be fucking verbose. I have no choice.
It's
genetic.
Very, very, very true. Very true. And it should be stated, just so you have some idea, Ronan Medic and Uncle Dak were both in the bridal party at my wedding when I married the Dark One. So these are long, long fucking term friends. The truth of the matter is that, tell me, so what about, like, you tell us these stories, and they're all true, of when you're at the hospital and you get, like, jumped, you got people coming at you, you got these fucking, you know, chicks crawling into ventilation pipes, you got fucking
yes.
Vietnamese kids trying to fucking kill you, people pulling knives, you know, and a lot of people are just willing to walk away, you know, they don't stand up for that shit. Why do you stand up?
Why do you put
your ass on the line for
$9? Because, I'll tell you why, because very simply, too many people in today's society are fucking cowards. They do not have the balls to stand up, not just for their fucking convictions, but just for even their fucking selves. I hear people saying, oh, he had a knife, I stand up to somebody who's just basically being loud and obnoxious. I talk him down, I kick his ass out the fucking door, and they're like, Well, what would you have done? He might have had a knife. You know, you should have just called the cops. I'm sorry. The reason that we're living in such a crappy fucking society is because 99% of the people in this fucking world have that attitude. They're all scared. I mean, seriously, what's the worst that could fucking happen? You could die. What is that line, Brian? I'm trying to remember. Those who value life...
Are you thinking of Martin Luther King? Where you stand, how you should be judged in life is not where you stand in times of
never mind. I'll find the quote. I'll look it up and basically.
What's going on?
Centibites Kiff. Well, you know, that's what they
go
do.
Go get some.
Well,
this
whatever.
Time he's wearing the nylons. Woo-hoo!
You gotta have your priorities straight.
All right.
But seriously,
go get some. But keep the radio on.
I'm gonna
keep the radio on. We'll comment the whole time. Do it. Just leave it going. Leave it going.
We
can see you.
Do you have a webcam?
We can make some. We can make some money here.
Get some profit for the radio station.
I'm going to step down from the fucking soapbox that was on there for a second. But seriously, people, don't be so fucking scared. You're going to get your ass kicked or you're going to get fucking hurt. Stand up to people who put you around. Stand up to people. When you see something that's going out there that's wrong, that's morally and ethically wrong, no matter how big or how little, have the fucking integrity to stand up to it.
That's right.
That's everything I have to say.
Now, 200% sexy projectile vomit man. I have a question for you. At the end of this, if people are wondering what's going to go on, what's going to happen after this, is Sumerian's going to interview myself, Prophet, Scribe, and Ronan Medic.
I'm going to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, fucking, just, if you can't think of anything, just write down these goddamn questions, or Daxter can fucking do it.
Well, as long as you guys planned this out in hand.
Shut up, and you're involved too, you're doing the counter-interview. Projectile Obama, man.
Heavy heavy?
Just shut up. Fucking. Where's your keyboard? The truth of the matter. Wrong. 5:42. Okay.
Hang on a second. Asmodai, every day somebody threatens you?
Oh, well, yeah, you're a teenager. Give me a break. Fuck, every day people threaten you, Desmond. Give me a break. What, are you fucking shocked by this?
We can have some, after this, we can have some people phone up and ask, we'll ask them why they listen to Rant Radio.
Yeah,
how about
sure.
that?
That's a good idea.
I think that's a really good idea.
After this.
We will not.
After this. 100% sexy, projectile vomit man. You come to the show religiously. You're here a lot. You're here sometimes when Daxter is not here. You put your two cents in.
Yeah, more than Dax.
Yeah, you put it in dry, very dry, as a stab. You just kind of do these little cuts and quips. And you're not really, like, everyone knows you're here. You know what I mean? But you don't really say much. Why do you come to the show? Why do you do this?
Because I have no life.
Okay.
Unfortunately,
<Case closed. laughs>
unfortunately, I know he's not lying.
So you like...
And just, he chose this.
You just show up and you sit back and you just kind of laugh at all
the
anxiety.
What the hell else am I going to do on a Sunday evening?
That's why we put it on Sunday evening.
Yeah, that's true. What are you going to do there, eh? Okay, well,
I mean, there's so much competition with this and network television. Wow.
That's right.
Ooh, what are you going to choose?
So if you had something that you think you'd want the youth of America and Canada, North America, youth of the world.
Yep,
you know,
the youth of the world.
The youth of the world to hear you say and that they should know, what would Projectile Vomit Man say to them?
Everything you know and dearly believe is probably wrong.
Reject everything.
Well, that's a
nihilism.
Yeah, that's bad. You know, all the great truths in the world are basically lies. Yeah, that's a real brutal.
Well, at least most of the bullshit your parents have spewed out at you and the school system and the government and all those people you're supposed to sort of have some sort of trust for.
So I see.
Over to me.
That's not embittered.
Well, let's not even get started on organized religion.
So.
Prophet Scribe.
Well, wait, no.
No?
No, we are going to play the Smokehouse intro.
Before? I do the interview?
Before we do the interview
sure.
The other way.
Okay.
So, now, the predecessor, this is something that Prophet Smokehouse did.
Beautiful.
Is this the sexy
this
little thing you were telling us?
This is the new cult promo.
Smokehouse does all Prophet's
Yeah.
Damn to you.
Oh, man. Smokehouse.
This
everyone
great.
Who's listened to this had fear and respect in their eyes.
Is this the shit you told me about that got you wet?
Oh, this is this.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this was big tent material here. This is porn. Like, oh my God, okay? Oh, this is just, wow, Taylor Wayne overdub going crazy here. Okay, yeah, now check this shit out.
You better wake up. The world you live in is just a sugar-coated topic. There is another world beneath it.
Look, I'm starting to believe in some of the stuff the cult guys have been saying.
I see a world where fucking six-year-old kids are shooting each other in the fucking throat because the media taught them to.
For thousands of years, they have existed among us. They're everywhere. Chances are you've seen them yourself and didn't know it. A secret nation.
Our
lifestyle depends on our ability to blend in with a lust for power.
I'm talking about the whole fucking crowd of us all getting together and rallying under one giant fucking K.
They've got their claws into everything. Politics, finance, real estate. There's a war going on out there. Now, what will lead them to conquer mankind?
My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
We're going to be God. He is their greatest fear and our only hope.
Excellent.
And now, back to
what did you all think? What did you all think of that? Oh, wait, now we're back.
I am fucking hard.
That one chick says, be right back, need new panties. That's a new person. Welcome, that one chick. So that is just amazing. So he needs to go change your panties. Oh, yeah. Tom Jones, move over. What? Oh, okay, yep. So, Prophet Scribe, you are you listen remotely mostly to the show.
I do.
And we don't get too much been able to talk too much to people who listen remotely and don't drop in on the show. So what are why do you listen to the show every week?
As an inveterate listener, why do you listen to us? Besides the fact that you know most of the psychotics in this room.
And now that you've been here and it's like, oh, this is it? Just a bunch of guys sitting in a room?
I expected some sort of like Doctor Strange love like war.
The magic. It's gone. The illusion's been broken. I actually didn't even hear the show for the first year or so. I've only been tuning in for the last few months.
Yeah.
Really?
A little bit closer.
Really? I only just heard about this recently.
I honestly thought you were been around for a long time.
Yeah.
No. Not. I mean, you can count months, but certainly not in the year and a half that it's been.
Right. Oh yeah.
I had heard about it, and yeah. Sean had told me about what he was doing, but Sean tells me about lots of things that he's doing. So you tend to take that with a grain of salt and go, okay, you know,
sure,
that's the
Sean.
Flavor of the week, and I'll talk to you next week, and, you know, he'll be flying to Tibet or something. And you just go with it. But I turned in the first few times, and, of course, like everybody else, the first thing you hear is the rants. And the rants are pretty cool, and you go, well, of course, you know, Sean embellishes, Sean exaggerates, Sean, you know... insults. He does all those things.
That's the free one. Now
but
you're
in
hooked.
In the end, as Sean has said, Sean is none of the cults, and he is all the cults. And in the little piece of prophet that is inside him, he speaks the truth.
Yeah.
And he never lies. And that's the biggest thing. Right?
Never lies.
And that's I think that's the thing for me.
Even when he's lying, he's telling the truth.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's the thing. You talk about hearing your voice come out across a speaker in someone else's house halfway around the world, but more importantly, it's just like you said, it's being able to communicate, being able to touch people.
That's
and
right.
It was really cool hearing about people in Bosnia listening in, hearing about people in Yugoslavia listening in, just hearing about people, you know, in the next province over or halfway, you know, across the state.
That's right. It seems to bring people closer together in a way that you can't do with many mediums. Like even just radio, it's harkens back to ham radio even,
right?
And never before
just
can we do this.
Voices in the night, and sound is in some ways such a much stronger sense than sight in that when you hear something,
that's right.
You form your own image in your mind of what it is.
Much, very, very powerful. Your imagination is much better than television.
Well,
that's why even books are better than radio. It's one more step removed with your imagination to take over.
When you hear something, you have to listen. And that's the difference.
That's right.
That's right. It's very hard to...
That's right.
Well, you can put your fingers in ears, but, you know.
That's right.
It's very different. And regarding cult, you're a member of cult, as are a lot of people listening in.
You're clicking the...
like, driving me insane. He's new here,
but
it's okay. What does cult mean to you, and why did you join?
That's a good question, because Sean and I were just talking about this in the car yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
We were talking about what exactly... Sean asked me the same question he asked me. What does it mean to me? What do I think of what he's done? And, you know, you can sort of jump all over the board, and yes, it's a lot of it's tongue-in-cheek. Yes, a lot of it is over the top. But, again, there is that element of truth to it.
Yeah.
And I think what I told Sean, and I'll say it again here, was that I think it's just the most open form of communication you can have, that you can just reach out and touch people. Even just, you know, on the IRC and through ICQ, I've probably met half a dozen people that I've gotten to know really well.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about community, you talk about bringing people together. When you get to know someone and you learn personal things about them and you know that you can trust them,
that's right,
then you become much stronger for it. And we talk about all the bullshit that goes on in the world. We talk about all the bad things that happen. Well, those things would happen a lot less if we knew each other a lot more.
Yes, definitely. So thank you for the insight on the cult. And I think that's what a lot of people are feeling with the cult, that it's a big community that's being brought together and all the people have the same ideas. That's why they listen to the show, because we talk about the same things they're concerned about, and yeah, all that. So,
Ronan
Medic. No.
Why?
You just recently started showing up to the show.
We've been asking you to come for a long time.
We've been asking a long time, and you did go to Sean's show before. And is this like
way back?
Sean had a show to himself, and all you people that missed it.
And I'm asking to actually have the show, but Sim won't let me broadcast again. I have to have brainwashing, which is probably better anyway.
Yeah.
Medic. Ronan Medic. Yeah.
So did you come with Sean? Is this the deal? Sean had a bigger presence here, and you're like his trusty sidekick, or what brought you to what the hell? Finally.
He just threatened you.
Well, you're coming.
It's a nice, happy amalgamation of them all, I believe. I was politely reminded that my presence is requested.
I think you need to give them a little bit of history on Ronan Medic and Sean K. the fucking man. I think that's required here. Just let people know how far back Ronan Medic and Sean K. the fucking man go.
How far do we want to go back?
Don't interrupt, but speaking of that, I want to tell my story of how I met Sean K. the fucking man, too, later on.
I thought you were cousins.
Attached to the hip, maybe, but no. How far do we go back? Oh, let's hit the way back machine to what was it? 80.
All right, Mr. Peabody.
80.
That's great. Oh, here we go again. Now let's hit the way back machine to about 85, 86. We're just about to get into junior high, and that's when we first hooked up. And I wandered into a library, and lo and behold, there's these pile of geeks sitting there in the library, and they're doing this really funky thing and talking about killing things and rolling dice and saying, okay, you killed the dragon. I wandered over, hey, that sounds neat. That looks kind of cool. I'm Mike. What's this? And teach me how to play it.
And that's basically true. And he walked up to the table and said, hi, I'm Mike. Would you folks be willing to teach me how to play Dungeons & Dragons? We all looked at him like, wow, this guy's got like zero social skills. Come on in. All right.
What's up?
So, after that point, it was pretty sweet. And then, what have you seen in your travels with me throughout the high school years?
Well, where do we start?
You stopped using smack, which was kind of good, you know.
Actually, he lost his edge for a while there, but fortunately, I got him back with the thanks between the smack, the gunpowder, and the lack of water. He's been right back up to form again.
Took you what, about 2 weeks?
Less than. Yes. Other things I've seen, the fucking man rise to power in high school and effectively all but usurp the power of high school.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty funny story.
That's pretty amazing. The fact
I ran for student council and won, but they wouldn't give
it to me. He won the presidency, but they wouldn't give it to him for fear of reform.
I had things like corpse day, dress up like your favorite teacher you wanted to see dead, no shit. Yeah, it was pretty
sweet.
Hat
day became every day because there's nothing in the Constitution of the States you can't wear a hat in school.
Oh, yeah, they feared me.
Oh, it's amazing. He was breaking, you know, like, here we are in high school. Try and imagine this. You know, grade 10, grade 11, and there's a guy going around digging out Canadian law books trying to figure out where it states that kids can't wear hats in school. And this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, it was a pretty good fucking go back in those days. So
they didn't give it to him legally, so he's doing the overthrowing kind of
They would not allow him to legally rise to power inside the system.
Nope,
so
forget democracy.
So he'll have to tear it down and come in from outside.
The amazing part is I knew half the teachers that really well that were doing the vote tabulating, and they were told by the principal and vice principal to throw out a certain amount of votes. And ironically enough, as it would have it, Mr. Kennedy here won by a landslide. But however, they decided to give it to number two and let him be vice president, which was pretty much all but a go spank yourself position.
Which I told them to go shove, polish that bad boy, turn it sideways, and cram it up your ass with a sand chaser.
Pound sand.
Yes.
Yeah, and he did it oh so tactfully. He's like, well, if I can't be president, I don't need to be vice president because I know you guys fixed it. Go screw yourselves. And off he went. And never showed up another council meeting again.
Yeah, so fuck you. Now, as to why did you join Cult And why did you go with the Klan Ronan? A lot of people are confused about Klan Ronan. Like, you yourself are not really a really tech guy. You don't sit around, talk computer shit 24-7. Like, you're in there. You know what's going on, but you don't, you know, sit down and jerk off to fucking Celeron pictures like the rest of us do. Why? What is Ronan? What is Klan Ronan? What is that? Well, and how does that relate?
How does that relate to me? Well, it's kind of an odd oxymoron in a lot of respects for me.
You make me quiet.
Where's that song? Do you have that song?
No, here we go again. Nope.
So it came after you. I can't remember.
You make me violent? Who sings You Make Me Violent? Who sings
violent.
That?
Violent.
Somebody put that up. Fucking You Make Me Violent. Anyway, go ahead.
So what do I... Now, rephrase the question here. This is... Why am I...
Why did you join Cult?
Well,
I think the simple
Honestly, why did you join Cult?
Because the man asked him. man asked him, and he came.
Well, simply put, I've been through so much with this guy. If he's going to go to jail and go down in a burning heap of flame, well, by God, I'm going to be there beside him anyway.
Attaboy. Attaboy. Scribe, how did you meet me?
Better question is, do you remember where and when I met you?
I think it was at Madhouse, I'm thinking.
Which one?
When I was leaving for the French Foreign Legion.
Just before that?
I don't really remember. I'm sorry, that's way back machine now. That's like
way
90.
Back machine.
That's like 93.
Testing the memory.
You know.
It was at Madhouse. Madhouse.
Were you like buds with Aaron?
Don't know an Aaron.
Anyway.
Okay.
Answer the question.
Madhouse, for all us comic geeks, was a comic shop in the mall where I worked at a local credit union, and a friend of mine was managing it, and I would go in on my lunch hours and hang out with him and eat my lunch and talk to shit. And one day, this crazy guy comes walking in with Ronan Sariette, and he starts talking to the manager, because they're all friends, and he's talking about this knife show that he just went to, and about this wonderful fucking axe that he had seen down there.
Oh, I remember
and
that.
And then he found out that I worked at a credit union, so that instantly made me a money expert in his mind, and so he started to grill me. How much do you think this axe would be? And he's listing off specifications. He's listing off blade diameter. He's listing off edge quotients. He's listing off number of body parts in one swipe that can be removed. And he's trying to, as if this somehow relates to my job counting pennies and nickels all day, and he says, how much do you think this is? And I start listing off prices, and he goes, higher, 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 until I finally get in the appropriate hundreds of dollars range for this piece of kit.
It was actually, I believe that thing was like $4,000 was what they wanted for this battle axe. It was a fucking meat axe, though. Okay.
So that was my first experience with Sean Kay, the fucking man. And then shortly thereafter, through the circle of friends that I met through the manager of Madhouse, I met everybody else. And within a few weeks or days, whichever it was, Sean Kay, the fucking man, decided that he was going to go join the French Foreign Legion. And we all went off to a big dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like, 40 of us there. And
no, that was my army one. When I actually joined the army, that was that big dinner.
Oh,
the Foreign Legion was
the
a
Foreign Legion was a drop gone. No one actually knew
right.
that I was doing that.
That's right.
I knew.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was the only one who knew.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I kept it quiet because you asked me to.
That's right.
Can I ask you a question about that night?
Sure.
This is honest, swear to God.
Swear to God.
Did you try to set me up with Liz?
Yes.
Excuse me for a second. Your Uncle Dak is going to go pound his head into a corner for an hour because I was too much.
Hey, she was a crazy bitch, man. Like, she would have sucked anybody's cock.
I was too much of a gentleman to take advantage of her.
What are you, insane?
Yes. 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 Completely and utterly fucking insane.
All right. So let's get around to...
Talking about meeting. It was funny that scribe here was talking about an axe, because I'll never forget the day I met the man. I was sitting in my home in Cloverdale, tiny little place. I was by myself. It was the afternoon. I'd got up early for some reason. I don't know why. It was like the daylight. Now, I'm normally not awake at those hours, but for some reason, God got me up that morning. And I hear the sound of people hacking on each other with steel. Well, this attracted my attention. I stepped outside.
Somebody just put this up in the IRC to go along with the story.
I heard a sound. I stepped outside and I saw these kids, these cute little kids, beating on each other with swords and axes and maces. And I
see a theme happening
And I couldn't help myself. I stepped up and I said, "What are you guys doing?" And they said, "We're playing." Right. And they're looking at me like, "Here's some old man. What's he want?" And I'm like, "Can I see those for a second?" I'm like, "Jesus Christ, these things are like, they're not really real, but they're still metal. You know, you can fucking hurt yourself with these." "Yeah, but they could." And somebody said something along the lines of Paladin. And I went, "Paladin. By any chance, do you kids role play?"
And so myself.
So Dak invited the little boys into his house.
"Why that come
roll? The little boy.
I got some dice. Wanna play some dice?"
And you like dice.
And that's how we all met Uncle Dak.
Call the police.
"Do you have my walrus nipple?"
Rubber walrus nipple.
Going right along there, what questions you got for me?
What's wrong with your mic?
Me?
There we go.
I checked them.
There, it's okay. It's fine.
Okay.
What questions? Sean.
You.
Sean, what damage in your life caused all this?
When specifically did you hit your head? I think I'll start.
You need to be a little bit more specific here. What do you want to know?
Was it Port Kells Elementary that started it all?
Or was it earlier? Was it your dad?
Well, what are you asking me here? You're asking me why I started cult, or what are you asking me here?
We're asking, at what point did you decide to rage at the dying of the light? Do not go gently into that good night.
Okay. That's an interesting question, you know. Why, a lot of people sit back and they go, "Wow, you know, Sean Kay, he reads a lot. He's totally, you know... he's angry all the time. He's listening to aggressive music. You know, why does he do this? Why does he go and why does he fight so hard against, you know, things that he views as injustice? Why does he, like, call it as he sees it all the time? Why did he start cult? Why did he do this?" And it's kind of like, I'd like to say, you know, I'd like to think that it's because maybe I got beat up a lot when I was in school. I'd like to say maybe it's because I had a worse time than any of those fuckers at Columbine. Maybe it's because, you know, my dad thought I was a piece of shit and a pussy and a wimp and all the rest of it, and, you know, made my life hell. Maybe I grew up alone, mostly on the streets. Maybe I hung out with a bunch of kids who used to drop acid. Now most of them can't string a sentence together, and they're all in fucking jail. You know, maybe that's part of it, but I don't think that was really it. You know, product of your environment, sure. Product, you know, that only amplifies shit. You know, sun rises, sun sets, water is wet, fire fucking burns. And Sean Kay just fights, and that's the way it is. It's part of me. It's what I am. And when I'm looking around and I see that there's so many people in the world that they just sit back and they take it. Kids stay, man, they're fucking, they're angry. They've got no rights. They have no power. They're totally being raised in a technologically advanced society that's rocketing forward. Scribe did a huge, awesome rant on that. We should probably actually cue that up. Do we still have that kicking around?
I have everything. What is it? Scribe?
Scribe's rant he did talking about how his first one he sent in. Where he talks about how, you know, kids today, you know, they're trying to, what are they going to do? Go to school and go to the economic prison so that, you know, you can get another job and bust your ass as hard as you can.
Be a fucking wage slave.
So you can be a wage slave? And you're like, you're hurting, man. You're hurting there. You're seeing everything that's going wrong. People are just trying. People are dying. People are living their lives. And they're fucking mad. And what are you supposed to do to opiate yourself? What, are you going to fucking watch TV? Who wants to be a fucking millionaire? Is that supposed to make me happy? And you stand up and you say, "Wait a minute, this is all fucked." People go, no, you're not, you're wrong, you're out of line. You need some drugs, you need Ritalin, you need fucking vasopressin, you need something, because the world is fucked up, and you realize it, so you there's something wrong with you. And I just want to be the voice that's out there, that's on the other side, that's not just in your head, that says, "Yeah, you're right, the world is fucked up. It's all fucked up." And cult is where it all starts, man. Cult is where people should come when they want to be with people who recognize it's fucked up. We all call it as we see it. You know, maybe you express yourself as a prophet. Maybe you're not a fighter. Maybe that's not your thing. Maybe you are a fighter. Maybe you grew up on the streets and you're fucking mad, but you're not a moron. You're not a retard. It's not like you sit there and you think violence is cool. Violence is a tool. It's not fucking cool. Violence is a tool. You should never use angry. And people who know anything about violence know that that's true. You don't sit back and fucking just rock shit, plant nail bombs, and fucking blow shit up. But I'll tell you, that's a very effective means if the ends justify that. So what it's about, what cult is about, it's about people. It's about people talking. Everyone's all, "Oh, computers, you're fucking isolating our kids." Man, most kids who spend most of the time on the internet have more friends than people who don't. I mean, everybody sits around. Everybody talks. Lots of communications. And it's true, man. It's very true. And that's what cult is. Cult is Fight Club. Cult is so many different things to so many different people. And I want to just basically as a means of communication, a source for rage, a place where people can go so things like Columbine don't happen without a positive direction. And that's basically it. Because people, what are you going to fucking drug the kids? Is that what you're going to do? You're going to sit there and drug them? You're going to say, oh, have your Ritalin? Is that going to work? Oh, well, your life sucks. Sorry, son. You're going to spend the rest of your life at fucking Safeway. You know, what? No way, man. Fuck that. We live in a technological age where we should be able to fucking dream about going to the moon. And now we can't because of the fucking corporations? You're going to tell me I can't do that? You're going to tell me I can't go live my life my way? I can't go to school? I can't do any of this shit because of the fucking laws? Because I can't get a student loan? Because I grew up in a bad fucking neighborhood? Fuck you! I'm not going to stand for that shit. I'll learn on my own. You don't want to pay me for it? Fine. Fuck off. It's not about the job anymore. Now it's all about what I want to do. And eventually, the wet wiring is going to come in. And when technology catches up with the science fiction fantasy, people are going to be fucking dropping hardware into their heads. People are going to be jacking in their arms and legs. And you know what's going to happen? There's going to be a new social society form. And where's the seeds? Where's the seeds of that society? Where'd that society come from? Cult. That's where it's going to come from. So, yeah, so there you go. My name's Sean Kennedy. I am the fucking man. In any case, we got
the rant up.
Let's fire up that rant. That's a good fucking rant. It's very pure.
This is from Scribe, who's actually here. So we're going to put that. Here it is, Scribe's first rant.
We all know it is the end of the old millennium and less than a year from the new. Where are we? We have more crime, more pollution, and more people than in the history of the world. Even as the lone remaining superpower defends the borders of its democratic trading partners, the internet and cyberspace are tearing down what few borders remain. In a decade or two, it won't matter who has a trade embargo or which countries still cling to the remnants of communism. You'll be able to buy, sell, trade, or give away anything to anyone. So who the fuck cares? What does it mean to be a 20-something in this hyper-accelerated racing towards infinity world anyway? You have baby boomers who spent the last 50 years profiting from the sacrifice their parents made in the last war that mattered. They are the ones who tell you to go to school, get a job, choose a career, learn more, learn faster, learn smarter. Oh, and while you're at it, get married, choose a life partner, buy a house, and save for your future. Fuck. I have friends on both sides of the equation. People who have no career, no spouse, no savings, no choices, yet they continue to survive. And I have friends who are university-educated, upwardly mobile, career-oriented people. Guess what? They don't make off much better than I do. I'm in the middle, no college, no university, yet I've always held a job, be it white-collar or grunt labor. I have practical knowledge in an impractical world. I left a big city, but I worked for a big city company. I yearn to be self-employed, self-fulfilling, self-determined, yet I am beholden to the financial whims of the generation before me that sets the status quo. Why fix it if it ain't broken? We are too young to break the mold, but too old to make up for lost time. We are stuck in the middle, we can fight our way through, or we can climb our way out. Fuck the baby boomers, fuck the status quo, fuck the millennium. What matters are the choices we make now, today. Quit your job, go back to school, or fuck off and go on walkabout. It doesn't matter. They say the youth of today are too narcissistic, too self-serving, too motivated by personal pleasure. You're damn right. I have the next 40 fucking years to get an education, to choose my career, to save for my retirement. I need time to learn who I am, to make my own mistakes, to see the world for myself. If I fuck up, then pick me up, dust me off, and send me on my way. I am not stupid. A school, a job, money are needed and wanted. But I don't need to reach for the stars when I can stop and smell the roses. What, I might be left behind? Bullshit. All I need to do is jump back on the information superhighway and I'll be whisked right back to the present. Why burn bright in my 20s so I can burn out in my 30s? Why fight the good fight in my 40s so I can reach my retirement with an ulcer and a bad back in my 50s? We have all seen those great motivational posters with a flashy banner like teamwork, below a picture of a rowing team and a witty mantra about hard work and success. Teamwork for whose team? Our team? Their team? Fuck it. I play for my team and my team only. I will determine my own path, not the one preset for me. You want a mantra? Try this. Success breeds confidence, but everyone learns from failure. Learn from yours and from those around you. I am a virtual scribe, and these are my words.
Welcome.
1-877-729-7268.
Have you got something you've got to get off your chest? You can call the What the Hell Show toll-free right now at 1-877-SAY-RAND or 1-877-729-7268, baby.
Welcome. You know what? I get up in the morning and I look around at the world around me. You know what I see? I see a world filled with poison. I see a world filled with venom. I see a world that got taken over by corporations. We don't have any choice left anymore. I see a world where people are being driven to the last notch. I see a world where fucking six-year-old kids are shooting each other in the fucking throat because the media taught them to. That's what I see.
Fuck,
you know what?
I'm sick of it.
I don't want to see it anymore, and that's why it's got to start.
Now! I'm talking about the cult. I'm talking about getting together as a group and organizing. I'm talking about Deckers. I'm talking about vampires, flesh trippers, Ronin. I'm talking about the gargoyles. I'm talking about the whole fucking crowd of us all getting together and rallying under one giant fucking K. Why? Because I'm Sean Kennedy and I'm the fucking man and I'm the man who's going to bring a whole new system into being. I don't think it's time that we sit back and try to get it going on with another delegation system. I don't think democracy works. I think what we need is another king. I think what we need something to be done. We need action to be taken. We need action to be taken just to protect ourselves, never mind anything else. When was the last time you thought your neighbors actually gave a shit about you? Well, what if the online community actually got together, actually got organized? That's right, the kind of shit that the CIA's been a fucking afraid of for years. Whenever a hacker pops up, they're a super terrorist! You think
fuck
that's good? You think
that!
That's the way to go? I don't think so, Holmes. I don't think that's what you want. I don't think you want to be taken away to some fucking jail cell somewhere and locked away after all your rights realized to be gone and nothing but a piece of paper that was long since forgotten anyway. You think that's what you want? No, it's not what
fuck
you want.
That!
You want
that!
To be real. You'd like to be part of a community. You'd like to be somewhere where people actually give a shit about you, and that's exactly what we're gonna do, because I am sick of fucking death of all the crap that's been going on in the world. I am sick to death of just ranting and doing nothing about it. The time has come to get organized, and that time is now. If you want more information about cult, you want to get involved, email me at kennedy@rantradio.com, and I'll set you right the fuck up. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Into calls, call in.
Call
into rants. Sorry, called into calls.
You stay on the phone. There was a rant playing.
There was a rant playing. I told
just
the man
back
he
again.
Didn't listen to me.
Phone back.
Whoever just
that's
fucking called. Call back again. Phone in. Tell us why you're in cult. Why did you join cult? What was the draw? Why did you join cult? That's kind of the or why you listen to rant radio.
What got you on a rant radio?
Station, what's the station about? Oh, we got a caller.
There we do. I think so. One, two.
Yep, there we go. There we go.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio.
Oh.
Tell us what.
Oh.
Who is this?
Hello?
State your name and social insurance number.
Oh, they got us on loop feedback. Isn't that clever?
Well, that's pretty good that we can hear ourselves. Can you turn it up? Can you turn it up for us? We can't quite hear ourselves.
Ha ha ha.
That's real funny.
That's great.
And
so,
what time is it right now? Write down the time. We'll find out whoever it was.
It's on tape.
It's 22:20.
Oh, that's right.
It's all on tape. So we'll give you a call in a little while and harass you.
22:20.
No, 22:22.
Yep.
It depends where they are.
All right. In any case, so what is the? So call in. Call in. Say why. Why did you? Why are you in cult? What's the deal? Or you can talk about whatever.
Yep.
If you want to
tell us about
right
your
now.
Problems.
Ask
Sean
for advice.
Sean K will sort you out.
We'll find out anything you want to have that's
or
going
if you
on.
Got a beef or a rant you want to something you
well,
want to get off your chest.
Your personal phone sex line as you jerk off into your own feces.
That's right.
Reading
tell
God
us how
now.
Crazy you are.
I'm touching myself.
Or if you've got some
right
crazy
now.
Friends, get them
oh,
to
yeah.
phone up.
Oh, baby.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Hey, this is Prophet Spidey all up in the house, yo.
Hey, Prophet Spidey.
Hey, my name is.
Yo, what's up, Scribe? How's it going?
There's apparently a
yo,
strong,
yo, yo.
There's
yo,
a strong
yo,
black
man.
Following in Powell River. A lot of people don't know that. So
No,
yeah,
I'm sorry. He has to be.
I'm in the fucking cult, man. See, my whole life, you know, it's just been shit, you know? Like, I've been so lost, this fucking little pisshole town, you know? There's no one with my same views. There's no one with my same, you know, beliefs and nothing, right? And my good friend, Scribe. My main brother, Scribe, you know.
I'm gonna...
He showed me the light.
Preach on.
Preach on, brother.
I said he showed me the light.
Testify.
Can I get a witness?
Your witness.
Hallelujah.
He fucking wrote my way to belonging, man. So I belong.
And you do belong. And you know what? You know what? Something else?
What's that?
We love you, man.
We all love you.
We all love you.
Man, you
know. He's choking up. He's breaking up over on the other end.
Shit, man.
Stop. All right. You are the fucking shit. You are just...
Say what the hell.
What the fucking hell?
All right. All
right, we'll make the phone line open. 1-877-729-7268. All right. You spray rant.
Apparently we can infer that for him at least it's a religious experience.
Oh, yeah. Now, with the amount of prophets we have in the house tonight, I think while we're waiting for
very
our
creative
next
group.
Caller,
yeah, okay.
While we're waiting for our next caller, I'm going to announce
uh-oh.
A new contest.
Now, the guys a long-running contest.
Yeah, this is a contest that's going to be running. I'm not really too sure on what the end of this contest will be. I think we're going to do this for the next four shows.
When you get enough.
What's that?
When you get enough stuff.
Well, yeah, but basically we're going to call it a month for now.
Okay.
So what is it now?
But if you get enough.
Okay, go ahead. Well, so we got somebody else on the line. We'll talk more, but there's a contest coming, and it's a cult contest.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Hey, what's up? This is Mr. Echo.
Hey, Mr. Echo. So how are you doing tonight?
Echo.
Anyway, why I joined Rant?
Why you joined the cult?
Why did I join the cult? Oh, fuck, man. There ain't nothing else better to do.
That's great.
That's fair.
Yep.
That's totally fair.
Your life is void of all meaning.
And
the cult
fact,
brings you that meaning.
And as a matter of fact, that's a very true statement. Well, there ain't nothing else better to do.
That's right. Drink some Kool-Aid, join the cult.
That a boy.
Dr. Pepper.
Drink some Dr. Pepper, join the cult. You know the official drink.
Oh, yeah.
Of the cult and Rant Radio. We have Dr. Pepper in the house tonight.
Actually, we do.
It's passed around.
In the 2-liter variety.
In the 2-liter variety, Canadian version.
Anyway.
So, anything else you want to add?
Not really.
Okay.
I don't know why I joined, but hey, it's fucking easy.
It's cool.
Simplicity
right?
Works.
You see simplicity. That's
keep
fine.
Keep it simple, babe.
Yep. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
All right. So you join right. Just because there's nothing better to do. Well, you look around, look on TV. There's nothing on there.
Life has become a void.
Yep.
It has become a void. We fill it.
Now, a lot of people know. This is back to the cult contest. Now, everyone is listening. Fork's probably going to be real interested in this.
Fork says, my doctor smells funny, Sean Kay.
My Dr. Pepper smells funny. Don't worry about it. That almond taste will go away very soon.
Langley's with an E.
Okay, but in the truth of the matter, listen up, all right? Here's the deal. Sean Kay, right now, you'll notice that there's the cult general news symbol, there's the nomad, there's all the clans, okay? But there is no symbol for Sean Kennedy. I do not have a symbol.
No, you just have that picture that you don't want there.
And I have that fucking god-awful picture of me with a sword where I look like such a fucking pinhead. Okay, anyway. So what I want to do, okay, is within this contest will run for basically a month. And what we'll do is I need a symbol.
Nixter, take care of it.
I need a symbol for Sean Kennedy. The Sean Kennedy symbol. Now, this symbol is not only going to be going on the page. The symbol is not going to be going on to that. You know, a lot of people wonder, how did I wind up being Sean Kennedy the fucking man? How did that name come into being? And Ronan Medic would actually know that. The truth behind that is that I actually always wanted a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
I always did. I thought it was cool. When I was originally got into the internet, I actually went with the name Witch Hunter for a very short period of time there.
Which was good because it protected your anonymity because there's like a billion other witch hunters.
And I was just like, nah, this is fucked up, man. My name is Sean Kennedy, you know? And I used to be called the man, and when I got on the air and I started doing my show, eventually that became I Am the Fucking Man.
Yeah.
And that's how Sean Kennedy the Fucking Man came from. That's where that name comes from. My real name is Sean fucking Sean fucking Kennedy.
Oh yeah, Sean F.
Kennedy. Sean fucking Kennedy. S-E-A fucking N. Right there. Now, my full name is actually Sean Darcy Kennedy. Okay, that's my full name. There's a trivia question.
Is it the D-R-C?
That may come. Yes, D-R-C. D-apostrophe-A-R-C-Y. Gaelic name.
So in about 5 or 6 months, we'll ask that trivia question.
We may ask that trivia for big prizes.
Big prizes. We've got a prize tonight, which everyone's signing the T-shirt. I'm passing it around right now. Sign your name, your prophet name, and, you know, all that stuff.
However, the prize for the design, now this is going to go up in the, this is going to be going up, and Fork is welcome to try for it. Everyone's welcome to try for it. I'm going to be the judge. Now, not only will this symbol be used on the cult page, but I'm having business cards made up with my fucking name on them and shit.
Yep.
So this is going to be like a symbol that I'm going to adopt into my lifestyle because I think it's very fucking cool.
very fucking cool that we have as many people in cults as we do, that we have as many people that listen to Rant Radio as we do, we have as many people who think that I'm fucking cool, and I think that's very, very sweet. Yeah, Fork probably already won the contest. I can see him salivating.
Oh, he's already done.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's probably done. He's got like one he's been working on that actually, you know, it renders you look at it, you lose your mind, and you start to bleed from your ears. You know, that kind of shit.
That's
very,
the kind of symbol
very
we want.
Euclidean.
And, no, it's non-Euclidean.
The angles just ain't right.
So it's so what it is that when we get the Sean Kennedy symbol that I'm going to use, well, I'll give lots of warning for the cutoff, so we get a lot of fan base.
Yeah.
But the first person, like the guy who wins, the guy who gets the selection for the Sean K symbol,
yes, that's the Commodore 64.
Will get the first cult piece of clothing. Now, this will be the first one. So
well,
you get the honor.
Second.
And I'll be... No. They'll have the first
the
one.
The first official...
They'll have the first... Like, I'll have like some shitty ones that I've done out and stuff like that. I did a Clan Decker one that's a real shitty piece of shit because it's floating around. Fork,
there's a collector's item.
Fork is going to be getting one very soon, too, because Fork's done so much work. There's a few people, they know who they are, Nixter, Fork, those guys, who are going to be getting complimentary shit anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They put in work, right?
Yeah. But the guys who get this, I mean, oh, wow. You know, and I don't want T-shirts, because T-shirts fucking suck. Okay? Who wants to wear a fucking T-shirt? I want to have, like, you know, kangaroo tops or a fucking flight jacket with cult shit on it so that you can wear it proud, you can stand tall and say, yeah, this is my fucking shit. What's that, a fucking Slashdot shirt? Yeah, that looks real nice.
Ergo, Mr. Echo is installing Adobe Photoshop 5.
Okay.
Cult edible underwear.
Okay. Whatever you come up with.
Cult bondage gear.
The first, I'm talking, this is going to be a very serious prize. This prize is going to be upwards in the $150 range.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this is my money I'm fucking spending, okay, to go out there. And I'll be thanking the guy who comes up and gives me this shit, because that's important to me. I really do think that the guys, everybody wears T-shirts at Asmodee. Give me a fucking break. And T-shirts rule, I'm just saying.
We wear
them,
but it's kind of weak.
It's kind of weak. You know, everybody's got a T-shirt. Oh, I got a Slashdot T-shirt. Oh, I got Geek News T-shirt. I got a Neon Flux T-shirt.
How's like a cult ring or a cult symbol hanging around your neck?
Yeah, I want to have some good quality shit. Would you rather pay $25 for a T-shirt, or would you pay $55 for a fucking deadly hooded sweatshirt with, like, fucking runic symbols and clan going over top? Show up for your local 2600 meeting with that shit on.
What about metal? What about metal? Gold, silver, steel.
I mean, you can sit there. I mean, there's a lot of guys. You can make cult patches. A lot of guys are sitting there and they want to take, you know, make their own cult symbols and put them on shirts. Go right the fuck ahead. I'm all for that. Cult's open source, man. Go crazy. Put the symbols on your fucking head. I don't care.
Cult
put it
goodies.
Everywhere. Okay. But I want to have
cult cock ring.
Sure, fucking send me an 8x10 color glossy of a cult cock ring.
You
I'm
wearing
all over
it.
That shit. I'd be all over that. But the truth is, I want to have some really highly, highly fucking styly, clan shit done up, so that people when they walk into a place, they can stand proud, and people go, "Holy fuck, man! What are you wearing? What is that? What does that mean?" And I'm not talking no cheap-ass flight jacket. I'm talking like the Alpha Flight flight jackets, you know?
Yeah.
The kinds that last you for, like, the rest of your fucking life, so that 5 years from now, people go, "Wow, man, you're wearing, like, a cult flight jacket, man." Yeah, Sean K gave me this when I drew his fucking symbol, man. Because we're growing. We're growing big.
And then when Sean K's on the cover of Time magazine, it'll be a collector's item.
Absolutely, man. Guys like Fork, guys like fucking Shazbort, guys like Smokehouse and,
I like
how many of them.
Fingers wrapped around the bars, and it'll say K-U-L-T on his knuckles.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of shit. You can see, like, guys like Love That Nixter, all these dudes who've put in, like, the real
cult
work.
Cult condoms.
They're not
going to
be Sean Kennedy use knife. No. Yeah, we got to draw the line somewhere. No armbands, okay? No armbands.
What's that phrase it's got on it there, Ronan Medic? Blut is something
wrong. That's Blut is das Libre. Anyway, yeah, so the truth of the matter is, no, seriously, I want to have some fucking deadly, deadly cult clothing so people can say that Nixter and all those guys, man, I'm never going to forget these fucking people.
No.
You know, I mean, the amount of work they've done, Sumerian, some of these guys have been around since the day. Even guys that don't tune anymore, like Soab. These guys who were, like, fucking hard, man, hard. True Rooster, the amount of shit he's put through on it. Buck X has been listening forever. I mean, all these guys, Rancid Girl, first female member. You think I'm going to forget that shit?
Yeah, nope.
You know, that's not going to happen.
I think your work will pretty much be done when we're all, like, you know, lined up on both sides of death row somewhere.
Motherfucker, what I want is I want to get my ass on some national spot so I can look back at the day and say, so who are the people to thank? I'm not thanking my mom or my dad or any of that fucking... And my stage manager. I want to thank them. Fuck you, man. I want to thank fucking Fork and Shazbort and fucking Nixter and Smokehouse and all these guys who are right there in the day. I'm not some big fucking high and mighty guy. I'm not Elvis. What the fuck? Okay? Yeah, I fucking bleed and die. Better make sure you fucking bury the body good. I'll come the fuck back. But, I mean, there's a lot of shit that can happen. Okay? There's a lot of shit that can happen. If you make shit like a cult patch, if you make any of that shit, you do any graffiti, fuck, take a photo, man.
Send it in.
Send it to us. I mean, that's fucking good shit, man. As I grow, everybody grows.
Like
we
Fork
all grow
did.
Together.
Was it Fork that, or was it Nixter that did the tattoo?
It was Fork who did the
Fork.
Fucking tattoo.
He won't let us put up the picture.
Yeah,
but.
Fork, let me know when we can put that picture up. I respected your wishes. I had to put Sumerian in a headlock because he wanted to put that goddamn thing up. And I had to really force him out of it. But
it's just too cool.
It was very fucking cool. I want to put that.
Do it again.
Cult.
Take a picture.
As I said before, boys and girls, if you're going to do...
He took permanent marker and drew the cult K on his arm. And it's an awesome picture because it's got like
it's
blonde hair.
Awesome.
And looks like this crazy fucking kid with a cult tattoo. Awesome.
As I said before, boys and girls, if you're going to do vandalism in our names, send us a fucking picture.
Oh, you get prizes.
Oh,
if
yeah, there's
good
shit
enough,
we will
here.
Send you shit.
You think?
Yeah.
What do you think this is? You think this is Walmart? You think I'm going to hand you some fucking line? Like, oh, yeah, loyalty pays off. Yeah, you know. If you're loyal, it pays. Fuck you, man.
Yeah,
you
membership has fucking
we'll
has
send
benefits.
We'll send you Sean K. Rant CDs.
We'll send you
What the Hell CDs.
Why don't you ask Prophet Rancid Girl, okay, what I was like when she told me someone was fucking with her, okay? Why don't you ask Smokehouse what I was like when he came to me with his personal problems? Why don't you ask Fault Sequence what happened when he stepped to me with his problems? It's not just fucking words, man. It's not just fucking words. I'm a lot more angry when I'm on the air because a lot of it's entertainment, okay? I'm not trying to be a boring fucker, okay? But the truth of the matter is...
This is like Sean K. at 100%
during
the show.
This is Sean K. 100%, okay? But you do not want to turn on the fucking fire when I think that one of my people's in pain.
We have a joke that we say around here that isn't really a joke. A friend will help you move. A good friend will help you move a body.
And us as your friends will help you move a cop's body. So that's how that shit works. Right on. Let's go to some
of course, if it's your first call, we have a 10-cop limit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, jeez. Well, we got to draw the line somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
How's the T-shirt going there? We're going to give this away pretty soon.
Halfway around the room. We got a gross hospital story this week.
Yes, we do.
How about we do that? Yeah, it's about 10:30.
So let's get the intro going for that.
Okay.
And don't forget that contest is now officially on.
Dun, 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 dun. So that'll be on the page probably tomorrow. Here's Gross Hospital Stories.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for Gross Hospital Stories with your old Uncle Dak on Rant Radio.
Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio.
Well, boys and girls, it's time for your old Uncle Dak to tell you another story. But this isn't a cute story. This isn't a happy story. This is kind of gross. But also, it's a story that's about why I'm fucking pissed off. Your Uncle Dak had to work on Wednesday, and he goes down to Mount St. Joseph's Hospital. Now, this isn't a sleazy neighborhood. I think I mentioned this. This is out by the Biltmore. The Biltmore Hotel was the place where I got to watch some guy taking it up the ass from his pet German Shepherd. This is just how fucking sleazy dive of a fucking hotel this place is. And this is the neighborhood. So, anyhow, I come in, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I get there a little early. I go inside. I go into the emergency room because that's my job, and I check it out. And we've got a junkie in there. And the junkie's come in because he's not feeling well. And the junkie wants the doctor to take care of him. He wants him to give him something to make him feel better.
Uh-huh.
And this piece of shit is so impatient because, well, he's jonesing, that he says, if you don't give me something, I'm going to leave. I'm going to go downtown. I'm going to steal something so I can get some heroin. He's actually fucking saying this shit. And I'm like, pardon?
Pardon?
So they're like just trying to ignore him. And I like come over, I stand by him, and he's like, what are you looking at? And I said, you. And he's like, well, leave me the fuck alone or I'm going to leave. And I said, if you want to stay, if you want to see the doctor, shut up and lay there. If you want to leave, put your clothes on and there's the door.
Uh-huh. Was he on a gurney? Or
yeah, he's on a stretcher.
Okay.
And so he whines to the fucking doctor and to the nurses that I'm standing by. And the staff says, why don't you move over because you're like upsetting him. Can you fucking believe this shit? I'm there because anytime they have a disruptive patient who's being loud and annoying,
mm-hmm.
is supposed to basically, I'm supposed to like take care of them. I'm supposed to keep them calm. I'm supposed to make sure they're not a fucking problem.
Yeah,
they're not
supposed to go to another wing of the hospital and go, wait for the alarms to go off.
Yeah. Yeah. So they've asked me to be there. I've gotten into shit for not being there when they had an annoying patient. I'm standing by now with this patient, and they want me to fucking move away so I won't upset the junkie.
Sir, you're upsetting the junkies. Please move along.
Okay, now, maybe I missed something. Okay, was there a meeting where we just as society just gave the fuck up?
I guess you didn't get the memo.
Yeah, did I not get the fucking memo?
That was last Tuesday night, Doc. We all just put our hands up and said fuck it.
Yep, the fuck it memo. You missed the fuck it memo?
You missed the fuck it memo.
I missed that memo, too.
Now, Smokehouse is saying kill the junkies. And let's put it this way.
Kill the trendy.
These people have a fucking problem. Now, besides me. They have a problem, and it's like, you know, I understand is if these guys want to have, like, actually want to get help, and they want to basically try and get their lives back together, I will go out of my fucking way. I have dealt with people. I have held a guy who was fucking going through the shakes at like, Langley Memorial. I have helped people before, and I will do that again for a piece of shit I don't even know. But I have one question. What the fuck is up with the staff? Like, I mean, I'm at a fucking loss.
Yeah.
Your Uncle Dak has no fucking idea what to do or what to say anymore. I can't even be mad or upset, really. I'm lost. I'm completely fucking lost with this bullshit. The reason I was going to call this a gross hospital story because I didn't really mention
like
the problem.
It's like a rant almost,
yeah,
actually.
It is. Like I said, your Uncle Dak had a rant for you. But
yeah.
No, the reason this is gross is because, like most junkies, this guy has used his arms up to the point that the veins in both his arms and in his legs have collapsed.
How does that work?
He's got scars all across.
I don't understand. Why do they collapse?
Because, okay, you have like, basically a systemic pressure.
You should
basically,
let Ronan Medic.
Actually, I've taken the same class that he has, so yeah.
Well, actually, no, you've taken the one class.
Yeah.
You haven't taken my others.
Cool. Okay.
Ronan Medic.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Hairball. Long story short.
Tell us a story, Ronan Medic.
Oh, here we go. To touch lightly upon what Uncle Dak is saying, he has stuck his veins so many times that they can no longer take the proper amount of pressure that they used to be able to when your heart pumps blood, thump, 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 through your system. So now they become these little fat, flat, squished pipes as opposed to the normal open round things.
Yeah, yeah. He's basically, his arms in his legs and his arms are basically collapsed. The veins are collapsed.
And this does pretty poor to your circulation.
Well, besides
I'm sure.
The circulation, it also hurts. Because think about it, the pressure doesn't really go in one way, but it's coming back out the other way. So
this is probably a downward spiral.
Yes, yes.
Because you want more to get rid of the pain and get you away from it all. And,
yes.
I see.
Yeah. So this
isn't that pleasant.
Yeah. So these are these little. Oh, somebody said fuck L. Ron Hubbard.
Praise you,
Vampire Asmodee. I don't know if you're gay or not, but I will fuck you.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Being a vampire, you have a pretty good chance.
I'm not gay.
Cenobite, even better.
I'm not gay, but I'm willing to make an exception for anyone who feels that way about Hubbard. By the way, I'd like to put out a small little thank you to actually Ebert. To what's his first name?
Roger Ebert.
Roger Ebert. Did anyone read or hear his review? of being...
Run, Heisman! Run! Run for your lives!
What did he say?
He gave it a half a star. And
out
he said,
of four.
And
movie?
For basic Battlefield Earth. And he said the only reason he gave it the half a star was because he had to respect the work that the special effects guys had put into it.
Wow.
That's pretty brutal.
It was a lame film.
Did you have a vendetta you wanted to put out or something?
Yes. There's one other little thing. I'd like all of you to basically avenge my death. Mike Eastman, Splurgoth, also known in his third face as Nurgle the Plaguebringer, Tuesday shows up at my house. I haven't seen him in like three weeks. He shows up at my house. The first thing he does is he sneezes on me.
Oh, yeah, and here's the kicker. This is the thing.
Last time he did this, Ronan Medic over there was going to Alberta to take his...
Take my paramedic examination. And in the middle of my examination, thanks to the cold/flu/pneumonia he gave me, I collapsed in the middle of my exam and was taken to hospital in an ambulance, ironically enough.
So he is the spreader of the plague.
He is the spreader of disease.
He put a lot of people out of work. Some people had it for 3 weeks to a month. I only collapsed and had to deal with it for 3 days. You should see the hospital bill that you get in Calgary.
No fucking lie. Last time he did this, he got... What was it? It was like 12 people, wasn't it?
Out of our group, we got about 12 to 13
12
of us.
People were fucking down and out for more than a week.
So how does he fare against these?
He laughs it off.
He just laughs it off because he's constantly sick. He's never well.
He's just used to it.
This man eats raw chicken and doesn't think it'll do anything to him.
And he wonders why he's sick all the time.
Really?
Yes. we had to explain salmonella to this fucking moron.
Oh, my God.
So I'd like anyone to please.
Have some potato salad. It's been in the sun for a week.
Hey, this mayonnaise is only slightly green, Mike. It's on a discount, Ben.
Yeah, seriously, I'd like all of you to... So, anyhow, I have another fucking date with my girl.
He does work at 7-Eleven.
And I have to basically go out sick as a fucking dog because of...
Nurgle.
So I'd like someone to basically, when I die of this, because I'm getting worse as we speak, I'd like somebody to basically hunt him down and kill him.
No. You don't want to kill him.
Why not?
You don't.
No. You don't just say that without
bring
logic.
Bring him vials of disease and show him his own medicine.
I tried. My conscience feels better. I tried.
Okay. No. Getting back to what I said, so we kill him.
Now, Nurgle is a longtime acquaintance of mine as well. And I tried to soothe Uncle Dak's nerves earlier by explaining to him that really I couldn't think of a worse punishment for Nurgle than his own life really is, but it just didn't seem to work.
Just keep on living your life.
No, seriously, I want this man, when I die from this disease that he's given me, I want him fucking killed. So I'm asking anyone, I'm asking the Ronin, the prophets,
upon death of Dak.
I'd like the prophets come up with an artistic death. I don't care, all right? Like,
a reasonable hand-drawn facsimile will do new.
That's right.
Bear in mind that Uncle Dak is not actually in cult.
No, I'm not.
So he has to pass it on to Sean, which can declare the...
If you guys out there want to fucking do some drawings of Nurgle dying, and just fucking fax him over. What we didn't say.
Surprise.
Did
you say the prize? Oh yeah, you said the prize.
I said the prize.
Something amazing.
Where the
what?
Fuck they're sending the goddamn symbol?
Yeah, I'll put that up on the IRC here.
When you get the symbol,
speak into the mic.
When you get the symbol drawn. And you have a good version, a good JPEG of it or whatever. Incidentally, try to keep it one color. Try to keep the colors down. I don't want like a fucking artistic tattoo, okay?
Because it has to transfer well onto simple things.
Yeah, it's gotta be something that we can transfer.
Like two versions.
Yeah, like you can have a color one and a black and white one. Black and white is cool. I think that the black and white theme is really, really sweet. Or one color theme, you know, something like that. A one color theme for the symbol.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is that send it to Kennedy... @rantradio.com. What a fucking shock,
That's
eh?
Kennedy @rantradio.com.
That's right.
There's a stretch.
So I've got some wedding planning tips from The Onion.
Ooh,
in case your wedding is coming up.
A little bit too late for Sean, but...
That's okay. Actually, my the Dark One's sister is getting married, so I probably want to get a copy of this.
Okay.
Oh, Sim, before you start, after this, there's about 2 minutes. I'd like to get on to topic about there's something I saw in the paper the other day that rather upset me.
Sure. We're going to give away the T-shirt.
Fairball.
We have a T-shirt to give away!
And it's signed by everyone in this room, including Sean, the fucking man, because he's done a little one of his little drawings. On the T-shirt. Yeah, so it's artwork. It's a collector's item.
It is.
It is, though.
And we all touched it. Maybe I should start bleeding on some of the shirts and shit. I'll put, like, my blood on
there
it.
There you go, yeah.
Now we can get Hep A through G and transmit it, too. That's great.
Yeah, oh, danger.
They've got your blood sample.
So, good.
they've got
clone my ass. You know the first thing my clone's going to do? Ah! Wow, am I fucking pissed! My clones all know what their duty is. Their clone duty is to come up here and make sure I continue to live.
What do we do to win? You're going to phone in and answer a question.
You're going to answer a question that I'm going to ask.
John Kay's going to make up a question or somebody in here. It's going to be tough. It's going to be Ram Radio or cult related. So you got to be a listener, a faithful listener to the show to find out, to actually know this.
Yes.
And make sure you don't post in the IRC or you won't get it.
Yeah, you won't get it.
Right.
So, and we're going to go down. We're going to start with a hard question, then we'll go gradually easier.
Yeah. Okay. So, think up a question. You got a question?
Oh, yeah, I got a question.
Oh, you got a question.
Yeah,
okay.
I got a question, but...
I'm going to put the phone number in the IRC here.
Okay. So, to give away the shirt, we're going to ask the question now?
Oh, yeah. We're opening up the phone lines right now. And it's 1-877-729-7268. That's in the IRC. 1-877-to simplify it, it's 1... You spray rant, or 1-877-SAY-RANT. And you can phone in now. Oh, somebody is phoning in. Why isn't my... Oh, there we go. So here we go, and first caller. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Hey, this is Buck X.
Hey, Buck X.
Buck.
Are you prepared to win the T-shirt?
I will do my best.
Okay, Sean Kay, what is our question this week?
The question this week is... Before Clan Nomad was Clan Nomad, what was that clan's name?
God, that's such an easy question.
That's such an easy question, especially for me. I'm in Clan Nomad.
All right, fuck it then. You're not getting that question. Forget it.
No,
here's a new question.
Who the fuck let Regis Philbin in here?
That is way too...
All right, I'll ask my secondary question. You want a better question? All right, Buck.
Something
you
hard.
Just had it in your hands, man. You had it right there.
I wasn't going to allow that.
All right. Here's a new question. Okay, you want a hard question? Here's a Rant Radio question.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Now... Who used to co-host the show with Sim?
That's pretty good.
Who used to co-host the show with Sim?
That's been about 2 months.
It's been about 2 months. There was another
three
guy
months.
Here. He hasn't been here in 2 months. Who's the guy who used to be here? I'll give you a hint.
No, wait.
No hint?
No.
Do you know his name?
No hint.
Well, I can give you a hint.
Well, we'll give you a hint if you can't get it.
Bonus points to the person who can guess, who can tell us the reason why he's not here anymore.
We'll give you a CD if you can guess that.
Okay, no. Okay, so
No.
In all honesty, the first letter
no
of
hints.
What?
No hints.
Give
no,
me a super dink.
No
what the fuck
hints.
Is
no hints.
We gotta give it. We gotta make it.
I
fair.
Was all set to ask you that fucking question, but no. Now you fucked it, Buck. Okay, so do you know who it is?
I don't have a fucking clue.
Not a clue, eh?
Okay, say what the hell.
What the fucking hell?
All right, it's a really... you got the Rant Radio site right there.
You got the Rant Radio site right there.
Okay, next person.
Hasn't
phone in.
Been here.
Phone lines are open. There it is in the IRC again. It's toll-free. It is actually toll-free. I got my bill today for the first month, and it was only $5.
I was just going to give them the first letter of their name.
Maybe
this person knows. Answer the phone.
Oh, my God. This is a normal ring. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Do you expect to be?
Hey, Sumerian, how's it going?
Who is this?
It's Hoonkin Enki.
This would be Enki.
Ah, not wasting my money. Thank you very much. You are disqualified from this contest.
Oh, come on.
No. You're not allowed.
He is totally...
Hang up on him before he says anything.
He is totally disqualified from this contest.
Good try,
good
but
try.
Wrong.
No way.
You used to fucking live here. Give me a minute.
He used to live in the studio itself. He slept under the couch, incidentally, but he moved out.
Just lost his voice in a war.
So phone in now. Are people? Oh my God. Phone in now.
Phone in. Phone in and win.
Phone in
and you
win.
Know what? Now that it's set in the IRC,
the next
you have to spell
in.
It.
Oh,
that's bullshit.
It's on the fucking page.
That's bullshit.
It's on the Rant Radio page.
Oh, I don't give a fuck. Somebody call and say the fucking name.
1-877-729-7268.
You know, you just sounded like
button.
Samuel L. Jackson. Say it. Say what? Say what?
Say what? Say what? Say what? One motherfucking time.
We got another caller. Hi, this is Rant Radio. Who are you?
Hi, this is Prophet Spidey.
Prophet Spidey!
How be ye?
I'm be pretty good. How are you doing?
Fine. Middling.
Top of the morning to you, me boyo.
Here's my damn question, right?
Okay, the question is, who used to co-host this show for about a year?
I'm gonna have to guess. Oh, jeez. I believe his name was, Don Smith, if memory serves me correctly.
Don Smith, I'm sorry. Say what the
Don
hell?
Don Smith?
What the hell, right?
Oh my God!
Wow,
it's on. Oh my. Okay,
talk about 15 minutes of fame.
Oh my goodness! No kidding.
Holy cow!
I can't believe
this
people,
is embarrassing.
This is embarrassing. It's been.
I sure hope he's not listening. This was me.
This is brutal.
Nobody remembers him.
Oh my God! This has got to be. This is you. Oh my God! Hi, this is Rant Radio. Who's this?
Smokehouse.
Smokehouse. Mr. Smokehouse has got to get this.
Smokehouse?
Now, the question is, who was the co-host for about a year before Sean K stepped
on the
in?
Rant Radio
on the Rant Radio
show.
On what hell show? What the hell show?
Drexel.
Yeah!
Yeah!
No, he's got to spell it since it was put in the IRC.
Oh, fuck on!
Just page back and just
nope.
Basically read it off the
there's
screen.
There's nobody on the internet with this spelling. You search for his name on the internet, you will only come up with him. So what is the spelling of Drexel's name?
Drexoll.
All right.
All right, we have a winner.
Smokehouse is the winner of the T-shirt. What does it say on the T-shirt? It says, what kind of T-shirt it is? It's a VA Linux Systems T-shirt. It's actually pretty cool looking.
It's actually a very cool fucking shirt, man.
Whoa. As opposed to our other T-shirts, I just tripped on my little phone cord, the headphone cord there, but it's all okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah. I was trying to protect the headphone cord more than myself, actually. These are very expensive.
So, Smokehouse, you're the fucking winner, which
oh, wait. Has Smokehouse won before?
No, he has not.
Okay. Nope. You're very lucky because you can't win a second time.
What the fuck? What are you, man? The fucking win Nazi?
Yes.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to give this shit away,
the
man.
The same person could phone it. Big
oh,
gong.
Man, this is fucking gay.
No,
I would
no.
Give
you can't
away.
Give the same person a prize every week. What are
well,
you
if
kidding?
He's the only motherfucker calling, that'd be fine.
We got lots of people calling.
I'd probably win every time if you did.
Oh, I know. That's why.
Smokehouse.
Too dedicated.
Smokehouse, I love you, man. You are the fucking goo. You are just the
so,
shit.
So we're gonna take your real name and address. We don't even have to take your real name. But address off the air, and Sean Kay's going to do that.
Yeah, I'll do that right now, actually, which is cool.
And there we go. So thanks for calling in. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Or do you want to say something else? Or?
No, I'm cool.
Okay, cool. Here's Sean Kay.
Hey, buddy.
Press the top.
You know what I think we should do with these?
The phone numbers?
I think with these phone numbers, what we should do is we should actually mention where everybody's basically called in from.
That's pretty cool, actually. Because I've got, with a 1-800 number, I get the list of phone numbers in case there's anybody pissing me off, such as that unmentionable guy from New Jersey. Imagine that.
From
somebody
New Jersey.
Bellmead, New Jersey. And we can make his life a living hell if we choose to. Yeah, so you want to run down the list?
Yeah, we've got people from Ladner, B.C., Houston, Texas, Winnipeg, Manitoba, Bakersfield, California, Fort St. John, B.C., Frankfort, Kentucky, Prince George, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and Front Royal, Virginia.
So that's pretty good coverage there.
But we want people,
no overseas.
We want people calling in from everywhere. I want to see people from fucking Australia.
We haven't got one. Somebody was from Australia one show, and I said, phone the 1-800 number. I want to see if it works. And they're
I'm not going to do it. Remember, people, this cost you absolutely nothing.
$0.
We paid for this shit.
We put out
our money.
That's right.
Actually,
I put out my money.
That's not true. Sim pays so you can play.
Ooh, look at this total, $5.38. I'm pretty scared. I don't know. Yeah, it's 8 cents a minute. So cheap. I don't know why more people don't get 1-800 numbers just to their house. I mean, so cheap. Anyway, these are wedding planning tips just to round off the evening here, because we've got a couple minutes. A wedding is a magical event, but planning one can be loaded with potential pitfalls. Here are some helpful tips to make sure that special day is perfect in every way. Avoid seating guests next to fellow family members who may have molested them in early childhood.
Wait a second. Sean's wedding.
It is customary for the bride to wear a special white gown, complete with lacy veil, long train, and pregnancy hiding girdle.
Pregnancy hiding girdle.
Yeah. Oh, it's very, very essential. Considering hiring a professional DJ for your reception. Professional DJs are the only people in the U.S. specially licensed to play the chicken dance. This is actually true. I talked to one of my friends is a wedding DJ, and you actually are licensed to play certain songs, and it's not a lie. When looking at churches, give extra points to the one with the most tortured and bloody Christ display.
Yeah, that is.
It's a good idea to buy the 7-piece S&M leather restraint set with gift money received at the wedding rather than putting it on the registry.
Uh-huh.
Instead of spending thousands on floral arrangements that will wilt and die after a few days, consider decorating the tables with attractive, long-lasting cinder blocks. And that is wedding tips from The Onion.
So wow. I think that's just about it. We've got a few more minutes. Is there anything else we want to do or talk about?
I have a bit of a peeve.
Okay, go ahead, Ronnie.
All right. Well, I'll steal the floor here for a minute. Now, I'm sure enough of the regular listeners here have almost never heard of me, but the few of you that have heard know that I work in emergency services, and I have a few pet peeves. Now, no disrespect meant to any females out there that do work emergency services, but I saw an article in the paper locally highlighting two young ladies that work in a local fire department out here. Now, I have no problem with women that can do the job. I have no problem with women that can meet the same standards as men. What I have the problem with is when females cannot do the same job as their male counterparts and get on just for the simple fact that they are female. If they can do the job and meet the same qualifications and meet the same criteria, that's fabulous. But nothing personal. If you're trapped in a burning building and you have a little 5'2", 95-pound in soaking wet with her gear wearing two-thirds as much as she does, kicking in the door, and that being your sign of salvation that's going to drag your behind out of a burning building, something tells me you ain't going to have much hope.
I think I know what the story that basically Ronan Medic here is talking about. Apparently, these women tried to get on and were not able to because they failed the physical test. So they sued. They screamed and yelled and were allowed, the court found, and I quote, that asking them to do physical jobs was unconstitutional. It was basically a violation of their rights that they weren't able to go up to the standards. So the standards were dropped to meet them.
So the next time...
building. Yeah.
So the next time one of your family members dies in a burning building, you can thank these two because people aren't equipped to actually carry other people out of the burning mess. Isn't that great?
Oh, that's absolutely fabulous. Now the other flip side to this is the initial of this one happened in Los Angeles a couple years back. I think it was about 2-3 years back now. And now locally up here in Canada.
Carried out by a 5'7", 130-pound woman out of a burning building, and he weighs 180 pounds.
Well, that's good, then. If
Skip,
she can do it,
like I was saying earlier, Skip, if she can do it, I have no problem with that. I've never had a problem with that. My problem is there are the ones that are just looking for the gravy train. That go into there. Thing, it's just a cushy government job, and they're going to get the big men to do the to get the manual labor and get them through it while they sit back and.
It's not a male standard.
Exactly.
It's a standard.
It's a standard. If they can meet the standard, period, end of statement, the end. I don't care if you're black, white, male, female, fell from space, and you're green colored. I really don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Can you do the job, yes or no? I'm looking for those ones.
If you can lift a burning piece of log with your mind using telekinesis, great.
If you're a goddamn limbless bubble child and you can use psychic powers to do it,
dude,
I don't fucking care. Just get my ass out.
You're hired.
Absolutely. In my own fire hall where I work out of, there are three females that work with me, and I have no problem with the three that are there because I know that if my ass got pinned in a burning building, they'll be able to get me out of there.
Yeah.
Why? Because I've worked with them long enough, and I trust them with my life. And you have to. It's the ones that, like these 5'2", weigh nothing, and can barely lift their own self, let alone their own gear, let alone everything else, that are just there for the prissy looks and the headlines and say, look at me, I sued and I got in because I'm right. Them, I have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have to agree that basically they need to be slapped. We're talking fish slapped. We're talking as... what was his name, basically?
Oof
said. Basically, a good old-fashioned, solid no.
Right upside down.
No.
No.
Bad.
Somebody should have turned in line and just gave him one. I mean,
way early in the process. Just smack.
Absolutely. But this is what I just wanted to get this off my chest. Like I said, I work with three female firefighters, and I have no problems with them, and I'm very good friends with them. My beef are the ones that are just out for the glory, that's just saying, look, I beat the system and won just because I could.
Hell, I'm dating a firefighter. Tracy was in the Cold Lake Fire Squad for 3 years.
Well, there you go.
I mean, yeah, if you can do the job, do the job. If you can't do the job,
deal with it.
Get the fuck out. Don't go to fucking court and bitch about it. Do the job or don't. We're talking about people's lives.
And more than that, people who are really pissed about this is the women who can meet the standard.
Yeah.
And there's other women who... are bringing the standard down, giving all women in the position a bad name.
That's
absolutely
right.
Those women are fucking freaking. They're like, fuck you, bitch.
They went through the process,
yeah,
and they met the standards, and now it's going down.
And now they're going down, and fucking they had to bust their fucking ass to meet those standards. They had to fucking hit the gym, and hit the gym fucking hard.
Somebody just uses a lawyer to get in now.
Yeah, just use a lawyer as opposed to good old-fashioned hard work and dedication. What happened to that? What happened to heart? What happened to knowledge? What happened to try? What happened to companionship? What happened to getting into the system?
What happened to competence?
Absolutely.
That's right.
What happened to you do the job, you get the job because you can do the job.
That's right.
The problem is everybody's basically got an excuse these days, and nobody has the testicular courage to basically do anything. I'm serious.
Oh, yeah. And some of the guys sent in stuff. Capone X sent in a rant about that.
Yeah.
Where he said, take fucking charge. Take responsibility. You know, stand up. It's no one's fault but yours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's very fucking true words, man. They ring very fucking true. He's not here tonight. But is he? Did he show up? No.
Who?
No, he didn't. But, that's the shit.
Mm-hmm.
So we should probably wrap it up there.
I think so.
Thanks very much for letting me voice my opinion, guys.
Oh, no problem. Anytime.
Well,
that's what it's about.
That's what Rant Radio is all about.
Rant Radio.
Rant Radio.
So, let's see, in the IRC,
we have Gargoyle Mr. Echo, who's got ops, our standing watcher by with big fucking
axe. He's the man. Oh, yeah.
He got the axe that I was asking Scrub about. Centibyte Skip. Sexy. Skip, send me the goddamn paragraph, your ICQ number, and where you live. Emperor Chang, good to see you, most sarcastic man in the IRC. Gargoyle Josh K, Ungenenki, Nomad 316, new guy!
Ding, 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 ding.
Nomad Buck X, man, I'm sorry, I wish I could have got it for you. Nomad Fourier, good to see you too, man, hope things are going well for you, I haven't talked in a while. Prophet Nixter, love that Nixter. Prophet Fork, Prophet Rancid Girl.
Rancid Girl, I want you.
Prophet Smokehouse. Everybody wants Rancid Girl.
Oh.
As a footnote, be sure to check the cult site because Prophet Nixter did a fucking deadly flash intro on the site.
Amazing.
I never mentioned it. I should have, but everybody, well, send it again.
Go there, cult.rantradio.com, and you can see the new flash intro. It's awesome.
So, yeah, just set it all up and have
Ratchet
it happen.
Girl, send me naked pictures of yourself.
Oh, yeah, come on.
Well, first, you got to get on the net, Luddite.
Uses Static X Loser, I think the name's of the song, right?
Yeah, he used
that's the background.
I'm with Stupid
okay.
is the name of the song he put in the background. The guy did a fucking boatload of work on it. Very well done. We didn't touch on it today, but, man, it's fucking just crazy. Then we have Prophet Fork, who's no doubt drooling and sweating from his eyes right now as he's drawing up the most elaborate fucking Sean Gay symbol on the planet. Prophet Rancid Girl, check you later, sweetie. Prophet Smokehouse, my main man, who, of course, won the shirt tonight. Prophet Zero Star, Specialist Shock Troops, XX91X, Prophet Spidey, and HKZ-A.
New person, welcome.
Welcome. If anyone would like to get involved with Cult, make sure you email me at kennedy@rantradio.com.
There you
and
go.
We can set you up so you can get in on this action, so you can see what's going on, so you can see what's happening.
Join the community.
Go around the room.
Community.
Going around the room, I guess we'll say goodnight, starting with...
It's goodnight from your old Uncle Dak. Saying, free Ted Kaczynski and stand up to the bullshit in your lives, because if you don't, no one else will for you.
Except us.
Except for...
yeah, exactly. Except for me.
Except for and my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. And then we go down to our boy.
Special guest.
Prophet Scribe, just giving a shout-out to all the prophets. Prophet Fork, Prophet Zerstor in California. Prophet Spidey, up in Paul River. Keep the home fires burning for me, buddy. I'll be home soon. Prophet Rancid Girl, you sexy thing, I miss you. And to all the other prophets out there, Prophet Smokehouse, you fucking rock, man.
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
From Ronan Medic saying farewell to everyone, and if you're out there listening in the world, don't worry.
Be happy.
We'll get everything sorted out somehow.
And then we have 200% Sexy Projectile Vomit Man.
Should I?
Sure.
Do it.
Should I? You sure?
Sure.
Do it.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Show your contempt for the world.
No, too sexy.
Too sexy.
No,
that
too
was
sexy.
That was wet.
Well, that
earphones are
the
voice.
Bubbly.
So that's about it for
and
us tonight.
This is Sumerian signing off. See you in 6 days and 22 hours.
Okay.
I ski your friends. I ski your enemies.
Tell everyone.
I ski you everyone. It's
and
a good idea. Next week, when you get it, pass it on. Forward the message.
Cool stuff. The prize will be announced in the coming weeks for the great Sean K. symbol contest.
So I'm going to hold up the T-shirt, the prize this week, up to the webcam in a few seconds after I play the outro, and all you people watching the webcam can see it.
Okay.
And, we're out of here.
So.
See you next week.
Love that Nixter.
Love that Nixter. See ya.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.